Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rick Thomason. Beginning tomorrow, the FAA will cut the number of flights at key airports by 10%. It's due to staffing shortages resulting from the government shutdown.
The FAA has said that the system is still operating safely, but they are warning about these staffing problems and the fatigue pressures, especially amongst its staff, saying that as time goes on, this is now a record-breaking shutdown in terms of the number of days, and the problems are only going to get worse.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. A child is among the 12 people killed in Tuesday's fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane in Louisville, Kentucky. Federal Air Safety Investigator Todd Imnan says there's evidence that one of the plane's engines fell off prior to the crash.
We do believe that that is the engine from the left side of the plane. It is actually on the airfield, so it's not off the airport property. That correlates with the video that we've seen of it detaching from the airplane while it is in flight.
Investigators have recovered the plane's flight recorder. The air disaster expected to result in some shipping delays.
But UPS says it has contingency plans in place, and experts say the impact should be cleared up before the peak holiday season. The plane crashed Tuesday evening as it was departing for Honolulu from the UPS Worldport Shipping Hub at the Louisville, Kentucky Muhammad Ali International Airport. UPS has not released any details about how many and what types of packages were on the plane.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. A federal judge is ordering improvements at a Chicago-area immigration holding center. Detainees sued over inhumane conditions. Starbucks baristas may be going on strike at some locations starting on November 13th. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Right now, the Dow futures are down 8 points, NASDAQ futures 10 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on you are on Casey and Company 603. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Actually, a pretty good ride early. Looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels and the lanes are open. 895 already a little bit busy towards O'Donnell Street, and then 95. All four lanes are open, and again, it's busy already going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just looking at the traffic coming south and moving down eventually towards 395. All the lanes are open, no issues, but already a little bit slow at both the tunnels, so be prepared for that. Beltway traffic looks good. Any construction overnight wrapping up. We've already had a quick check through Annapolis, and we're running fine between the Bay Bridge on 50 and then over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear and pretty chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
47 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 44 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The MDTA has given an update on the progress being made to replace Baltimore's Key Bridge after last year's deadly collapse. Pilings are being driven into the bottom of the Patapsco River, and when they're in place and leveled, crews will test them to see if they can handle the 10 million pound weight of the new span. The bridge demolition process that began in July has had halfway done and work continues to clear the remaining debris from the collapse site. Officials say the new design for the bridge is expected to be finished by the end of the month, but the final cost and completion date for the project has not been finalized. Police were called to the 200 block of North Mount Street shortly before 4 p.m. where they found a 36-year-old man with multiple gunshots to the body. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. And at around 7:30 last night, officers say a shooting victim in the 4200 block of North Rogers Avenue was pronounced dead at the scene. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 780. The pick 4, 3475. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens getting healthy at the season's midway point. Perfect attendance in Owings Mills yesterday as the team got down to business and prep for the Vikings on Sunday. And that includes new outside linebacker Draymond Jones, acquired from the Titans. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on his arrival.
He's a good fit for us. You know, the system he's been in for the last 3 years is the same system. So he picks it up quickly there. And he's a really good fit, just style of play wise. So we absolutely will get him weaved into it right away, and he'll be playing on Sunday.
Jones wearing Tom Maddie's old jersey number 41 on what he was doing when he received the news.
I was actually bathing my two babies at the time, and then Mike called me. It was like 7 o'clock. He broke down to me what was going on, and then I got on the phone with my agent, and I got on the phone with these guys, and then everything just got rolling.
It's a Draymond Jones, now a Baltimore Raven. News from Birdland as we learn more about new manager Craig Albernaz. It's no secret how much the Orioles rely on analytics as it relates to lineup creation and in-game decisions. Albernaz asked what his approach on that would be.
You know, I talk about it in, like, you're trying to place good bets on the field. Those numbers, those data points help you place those bets, but it's not 100% certainty.
Probably not the right phraseology at this point in the sports world, but you get the point. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Grade 8 reaches a milestone and Lamar wins another award. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM
in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, November the 6th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey, and welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, attorneys file a motion in court to dismiss the power line project, the MPRP, and with good reason. We'll take a look at that story. Also, Maryland school is paying a convicted felon who stole $215,000 from city schools to be a teacher while he is convicted. Unbelievable. But our top story here today, it was a rough day yesterday for the Trump administration in the Supreme Court as the tariffs case was being argued yesterday. About 2.5 hour argument. And it's always difficult to predict which way the Supreme Court's going to rule on this. But there's a couple of major issues that need to be resolved. We'll get to some of the audio here in just a second. But first and foremost, the issue, this is a separation of powers argument. Our Constitution lays out three branches of government. You have judicial, you have executive, and you have legislative. And this really is a question of whether Congress can delegate its powers to impose duties, taxes, etc., and give those powers to the president. There's nothing in the Constitution that says Congress can delegate its powers under the separation of powers. So that's question number one. And did Congress do that in this IEPA Act, which was being argued yesterday? Now, maybe it was the wrong act for the president's lawyers to invoke for this tariff power, but that's a whole separate story. The second issue in this argument is going to be whether or not tariffs are taxes. Guess who brought that argument yesterday? Chief Justice John Roberts, who argued that the Obamacare penalties were taxes, and that's the reason why Obamacare is the law of the land. So I'm a little bit sketchy on Chief Justice Roberts, so we'll get to that here in just a second as well. So those are the two major issues. But then arguing for the president yesterday, the Solicitor General was saying, basically, look, these are not taxes on the American people. These are reciprocal tariffs. Now, the president, under the IEPA, under this law, is the phrase here is regulate importation. Now, that doesn't say tariffs, but you can regulate importation of goods into the country. The president does have that power, inherent authority, to regulate trade, for instance, in an emergency, or if, for instance, a country is taking unfair advantage of the United States, he's got that power to invoke these reciprocal tariffs. And so are they going to be perceived as taxes on the American people, or are they being perceived as a way to level the playing field? And I think the big question yesterday from Justice Amy Coney Barrett is, after all is said and done, whatever they end up deciding doing, and it might be one of those things where I think it's going to be a very when I look at it, when I score this yesterday, it doesn't look like she was convinced or Gorsuch was convinced. So there's five votes, and that's a 5-4. If you join the Democrats on. So it's either going to be a 5-4 or 6-3, I think. But we'll have to wait and see. But she said, even if we come down with this ruling, how do you repay all these tariffs that have been $600 billion that have been raised so far? So there's a lot of competing, contradictory statements and questions here. It's going to be a tough one for the Supreme Court, I think, to see how they, without disrupting the entire Trump tariff program, and they're confident they're going to win, but we'll see. We'll get some audio here in just a second. Get your thoughts on this. It's a separation of powers. Yeah, I think it's first and foremost, but it's also are tariffs considered taxes, and that's something the Supreme Court is going to have to sort out. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We've been looking at some slowing going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 10 minutes ago, it was the left tube that was slowing a little bit. Now, it's the right tube and the right lane. I just looked at the traffic coming out on the south end towards Key Highway. There are two green arrows in both the tunnels, so everybody's green. Everybody's going south. But for some reason, right now, we're definitely backed up from there and back towards the Keefe Avenue ramp. So just an early 5-minute delay in building there with the heavy traffic south. After that, the junction is clear at Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street, 395, 895 already this morning. Some brake lights beginning now, and they'll start to back up right there at the O'Donnell Street ramp. JFX looks good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Even the west side still doing okay right in that area between Liberty Road and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a sunny, breezy day today, only in the upper 50s. Overnight clear, low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and we're back up into the low 60s. Rain possible this weekend, so that's when the rain is going to come in. Right now, clear 43 in Columbia, 47 in Annapolis. And time for some one-liner news. China has announced that three of their astronauts are now stuck aboard the Chinese space station. And Joe Biden said, don't worry, I'll get them back. I don't know how, but I'll get them back.
He'll go up and get them.
Yeah. The Trump administration has reportedly made a deal with the drug makers to lower the price of weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy to as low as $1.49 a month, $149. Right now, the price of these drugs are $1,300 a month.
They
imagine, all the pizzas you could be buying with that kind of savings. officials at Maine's largest health care provider, Maine Health, have apologized for a computer error that sent letters of condolence to more than 500 people who are still alive.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It almost killed Joe Biden when he opened up that letter. Democrat, socialist, slash communist Zohran Mamdani has been elected mayor of New York City, as you know. He's going to be a little awkward when the man who's vowed to fight for the poor moves into Gracie Mansion. How about that for a photo op, folks?
Robin Hood.
Oprah Winfrey has released her annual list of Oprah's favorite things.
Oh,
any
no.
idea what number one is?
What's number
food.
One?
Yeah, money. Food. Two. Food was number two on the list. Way down the list was Stedman.
Yeah, poor old Stedman. Where
poor
is
old Stedman? Where is Stedman?
Where is Stedman?
We can't find Stedman.
I ain't seen Stedman in a
looks like
time.
her friend, Gail King, might be out at CBS.
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah, Barry Weiss is cleaning house.
She's there.
Yeah.
Oprah got her that job.
We're going to play a little bit of a little montage here and see if you can identify this this audio. Is it A, Michael Jackson's outtakes from Smooth Criminal, B, Sonny Hostin making Whoopi, or C, Chuck at Buffet City?
Chuck at Buffet City.
And the correct answer is C, Chuck at
Buffet. I thought it sounded like Maggie Hunter.
No, that was Michael Jackson, all the outtakes from Smooth Criminal.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is...
Not too many of those right now.
No, actually doing none. Today's National Men Make Dinner Day. So
that's just every day.
Yeah, it is in my house, and I think it's. Do you make the dinner, or is it Debbie make the dinner?
I make a lot of dinners. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you make most of the dinners?
No, I think she's still probably.
It's 60-40. Yeah. Okay. I'm more like probably 75-25. Robin makes great. She makes great salads. She makes good eggplant. So she makes a few good things that she specializes in. But
I just made pinto bean soup.
Oh.
And corn muffins.
Okay.
Very nice.
Very good. All from scratch, or did you do it out of a box?
Scratch. Yep.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. Maggie, I know you're not the chef in the house.
I am far from chef. No, I am.
What's the last meal you tried to make?
The last meal I tried to make was an omelet. It didn't go over well at all.
You can't make an omelet?
Because it kept.
Can you boil water?
Is that what it is?
Well, it's not for everybody, I guess, the culinary arts.
Certainly not.
Yeah, we all have our different, talents, that is for sure.
Is that why your man is so thin?
I don't know what happened there. He's blessed with metabolism, that's all I could say.
Good metabolic rate, as I say.
He's always been a little wrapped up, you know.
Oh, I always thought he wasn't too tightly wrapped, but that's a whole different story. We love you, Chuck. 618, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 18 minutes, half hour. 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680. And again, I just, in hearing this 2.5 hours yesterday of the Supreme Court, once again, another Ketanji Brown Jackson gaffe. She got embarrassed. Jeez, that's just an embarrassment as a Supreme Court justice. So right now, Kagan, and Sotomayor clearly are going to vote against the president on this. I'm worried about, I think Thomas and Alito may vote for the president. So, but you've got the other four now, Kavanaugh, Roberts, Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett. And we'll play some audio here in just a second to buttress our arguments here. But really, it comes down to separation of powers. And Congress should not be delegating any power that is inherently theirs to the executive branch and vice versa. And the fact is, as much as I love President Trump, we do have a Constitution, and we are supposed to have checks and balances. In fact, it has been argued by many that that is the most important part of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights, of course, is right up there. But without that separation of powers, without those checks and balances, you don't want one branch becoming too powerful than the other. And I think that happened a lot in Marbury versus Madison when the Supreme Court gets the last word. I've always thought that was a bit of a mistake. That gave them more power than they needed to have. And now, of course, lately, in the last, I say 25, 30 years or so, the executive branch has taken power from Congress because they won't do their jobs. So this is, I think, a separation of powers case, and also whether or not tariffs, reciprocal tariffs, again, we're just charging countries that have already charging us. It's not something that we're initiating. The president isn't initiating this kind of tax or tariff or duty or impost, whatever you want to call it. But that's going to be a very difficult question for the Supreme Court to address. They may remand it back to the lower court and punt it for a while just to see. And that could take 27 or 28 before this whole thing gets resolved. 620, you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Six twenty-two minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Lines are open and available right now for your calls, comments, contributions. Love to hear from you. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app that is up and running as well. Coming up right after the 6:30 news, more on SCOTUS. Maryland school in Harford County is actually paying a convicted felon who stole $200,000 from city schools, and he's still on the payroll. That's just a mind-boggler to me. And attorneys, a little bit later on, attorneys filing a motion to dismiss MPRP. That's that power line project going through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. I think I have a very good argument. We'll see what the courts think. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
At 895, now I would say we're up to about 10, maybe 12-minute delay with the heavy traffic south from the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is not really backed up yet too badly, but we're starting to slow as you're coming around the curve from the Eastern Avenue ramp and then working your way south through O'Donnell Street and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And once again, we just went back and checked everything. All four lanes are moving. very heavy traffic south, and then we're still okay. Passing the ramp in the busy interchange, all the lanes are open, 95 Russell Street and 395 right there at Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Sunny, breezy today. Upper 50s for the high. Right now, 43 in Ellicott City. It is 42 in Reisterstown. So this is why I think it was a tough day yesterday for Solicitor General John Sauer and his arguments. Listen to Justice Gorsuch grilling him on the separation of powers issue.
You'd have to have some test. And if it isn't the intelligible principle test or something more with more bite than that, you're saying it's something less. Well, what is that less?
I think what the court has said in its opinions is just that it applies with much less force, more limited application in this context. So perhaps the right to approach it is a very, very deferential application of the intelligible principle test, that sort of wholesale abdication of...
All right, so now you're admitting that there is some non-delegation principle at play here, and therefore major questions as well. Is that right?
Very limited, very, very deferential. Okay. Limited is what... And again, the phrase that Justice Jackson uses, it just does not apply.
I know, but that's where you started off, and now you've retreated from that, as I understand it.
Well, I think we would, as our frontline position, a stronger position, but if the court doesn't accept it, then if there is a highly deferential...
Can you give me a reason to accept it, though? That's what I'm struggling and waiting for. What's the reason to accept the notion that Congress can hand off the power to declare war to the president?
Well, we don't contend that. Again, that would be...
Well, you do. You say it's unreviewable. There's no manageable standard, nothing to be done. And now you're... I think you... tell me if I'm wrong. You backed off that position.
Maybe that's fair to say.
Okay, all right.
That would be, an abdication. That would really be an abdication, not a delegation.
I'm delighted to hear that. You know.
Not a good moment for the Solicitor General there when Gorsuch put him in the corner. And that would be fair to say. So that was not a good argument on his part there regarding the Congress can delegate its powers. Next up is Justice Roberts, who once again once called the penalty on Obamacare a tax in order to make sure it was the law of the land.
First part, but I mean, and I think this is a question for the other side as well. It's too facing. Yes, of course, tariffs and dealings with foreign powers, but the vehicle is imposition of taxes on America. Americans, and that has always been the core power of Congress. So to have the president's foreign affairs power trump that basic power for Congress seems to me to kind of at least neutralize between the two powers, the executive power and the legislative power.
Once again, separation of powers and the definition of what is a tax, what is a tariff, what is a penalty. That's all going to have to be batted around the Supreme Court. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wanted a specific example statutorily of what the Solicitor General was arguing.
Has there ever been another instance in which a statute has used that language to confer the power?
Well,
putting aside Yoshida.
I mean, obviously, other statutory example that just imports. The cases we rely on are cases where, for example, in Gibbons, it's Ogden and Justice Stories,
but that just shows the word can be used that way. None of those cases talked about it as conferring tariff authority.
Yeah, so again, a rough day for the Trump administration, and some of the liberal justices had some awkward moments. Here, Sonia Sotomayor interrupts rudely Justice Amy Coney Barrett and the Solicitor General.
Like McGoldrick and Board of Trustees.
General Sauer, can I just ask you a question? Can you point to any other place in the code or any other time in history where that phrase, together, regulate importation, has been used to confer tariff-imposing authority?
Well, as to regulate importation, that was held in TWIA. So obviously, and that's...
Okay, so an intermediate appellate court held it in TWIA, but you just told Justice Kavanaugh that wasn't your lead argument, that your lead argument was this long history of the phrase regulate importation being understood to include tariff authority. So my question is, has there ever been another instance in which a statute has used that language to confer the power?
Well,
putting aside Yoshida.
I mean, obviously, other statutory example is just imports. The cases we rely on are cases where, for example, in Gibbons, it's Ogden and Justice Story's
shows the word can be used that way. None of those cases talked about it as conferring tariff authority. I understood you to be citing McGoldrick and Gibbons in those cases just to show that it's possible to say that regulating commerce includes the power to tariff.
I think our argument goes a bit further than that as an interpretive matter, because if you look at that history, the history of delegation...
Could you just answer the justice's question?
And that's rare for another justice to interrupt that exchange between justice and the Solicitor General. But that's you can just see that they've got their talons out for Trump and the tariffs case. And then one has to question whether Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson has the chops to even be on the court after this.
Did any president under TWIA use that language to impose tariffs?
Well, yes, President Nixon's 1971 tariffs.
Not a tariff. That wasn't a tariff. It was a licensing agreement during wartime. It was a specific thing. A tariff I'm talking about.
I'm referring to President Nixon's 1971 tariffs.
Yes, I thought you meant Lincoln.
Not only that, but then it was upheld by the Court of Appeals with exclusive jurisdiction under this very phrase.
Can I back you up just a second? I'm sorry. You're talking so quickly.
Yeah, so she was back in a civil war thinking he was arguing with Lincoln, and he mentioned it was the Nixon tariffs, but she has this habit of not paying attention to the arguments, and then it's her turn, and she doesn't know where she is. So, rough day yesterday. So, I'm not going to predict what's going to happen here, but it's going to be, I think, a very close ruling, so we'll see. 6:30, and coming up next, Maryland school paying a convicted felon who stole $215,000 from city schools, $60,000 to teach in middle school. Wow. Time for some latest headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Police have released the name of the man who was killed in a weekend motorcycle crash. 50-year-old motorcyclist John Sayo was pronounced dead at the scene of the Saturday afternoon accident on Black Rock Road. Investigators say Sayo was traveling southbound approaching Mount Zion Road when he collided with a car. A former supervisor with Baltimore's Safe Streets Violence Intervention Program has been arrested. Baltimore Sheriff Sam Cogan says 39-year-old David Caldwell, 39, who was wanted on a warrant for failing to appear in court on felony drug charges, and he was taken into custody in Frederick County on Wednesday morning. Caldwell was found hiding in a closet in a home on Bartonsville Road, and he was arrested without incident. Caldwell was no longer with Safe Streets when he was arrested on felony drug charges in February of 2025. A Glen Burnie man faces firearm and drug charges after Anne Arundel County Police responded to a shots fired call. Officers were called to an apartment on Burton Drive Monday, where they found evidence of a shooting. Police canvassed the building and determined that no one was injured. While executing a search warrant on an apartment, police say they found a ghost gun, suspected cocaine, meth, crack, various pills, a scale, and drug packaging material. They also found damage caused by at least 5 gunshots. Christian Dennis has been arrested and charged. The MDTA has given an update on the progress being made to replace Baltimore's Key Bridge after last year's deadly collapse. Pilings are being driven into the bottom of the Patapsco River, and when they're in place and leveled, crews will test them to see if they can handle the 10-million-pound weight of the new span. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
And at 6:33, here's Chuck Whitaker.
295 southbound, still running okay at Route 100 and working its way down eventually towards Route 32. Nothing major. We're getting a little more traffic northbound now towards Powder Mill Road coming up from the Capitol Beltway. But so far, so good in that area just around the Anne Arundel County and the Prince George's County line. A little more of a buildup now in the Beltway beginning at Hartford Road. The interloop at Green Spring, not too bad. The west side now is going to be at least Liberty Road through I-70 down to Route 40. And again, that's the normal delay. Heavy traffic, and we're building quickly now to about 5 to 10 minute delays starting south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear and pretty chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The newest Raven met the media yesterday, talking about pass rusher Draymond Jones. Met on his first day at the Ravens facility, describing what the last 48 hours have been like for him.
Craziest moments of my life. There's been a lot going on. Just trying to get adjusted. The good thing is I've been in, like, some systems that are similar to here. So, like, there's a couple new plays for me, but I think the overall basis of it, I understand.
Jones brings an edge to the Ravens' defense, and rookie Mike Green says versatility, too.
He's a great pass rusher. He's a great run stopper. He's a dual threat to where he can come out with speed rushes, and he can also come out with power rushes. And I think when you're a guy that can do both, it is very beneficial for the defense.
So here's the skinny on Draymond Jones. He's got 4.5 sacks in his last four games. The Ravens as a team have 11 sacks all season. That's tied for second lowest total in the league. Meanwhile, old hat for Lamar, winner of his 14th AFC Offensive Player of the Week award following his 4-touchdown performance against Miami. Bird starting to get busy on the 2026 roster, around the fringes really at this point, signing free agent outfielder Leody Taveras to a 1-year, $2 million deal. The 27-year-old played 58 games last year with Seattle and Texas, 151 games for the Rangers in 2024. He's got some power, but good on the base pass, 32 steals over the last two seasons. Bird's also claiming right-hand pitcher George Soriano off waivers from the Marlins. Three now former Orioles have elected free agency, talking about Zach Eflin, Tomas Sugano, and Gary Sanchez. They are now out on the open market. A wild scene on the ice last night in D.C. Caps trying to snap a four-game skid, playing the Blues in front of the home crowd.
Lost it there to Ovechkin. Quick relay comes to the point. Chytrick fires. Just missed. Ovechkin turns. He scores! The Great Eight is the one and only at 900.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental, another milestone for Alex Ovechkin, keying a 6-1 rout of the St. Louis Blues, and Ovi talked about it after the game.
I think a couple of days ago somebody asked me about, do you think about it? Of course, it's huge number. No one ever did it in NHL history, and be first player ever do it. It's a special moment. So,
and finally, news from the golf world yesterday. We're talking about LIV Golf, the Renegade Golf Tour that promised to change the sport, even naming itself after the Roman numeral for 54, indicating the number of holes that each tournament would play. Well, now LIV Golf is going mainstream, switching to a 72-hole format for 2026, a step toward legitimizing the operation on the world stage. The time now is 6:37. When we return, when you get caught keeping the keepsake.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So Ovechkin's 900th goal last night in front of the home crowd.
0-0.
But there's a story behind it, and that is after the goal was scored, you know, the fans are going wild, the team is celebrating. The St. Louis goalkeeper, Jordan Binnington, reaches into the back of the net and takes the puck and puts it in his pants pocket.
Oh, no.
And now everybody's looking for the puck.
Yeah.
So the referee has to come over and talk to Binnington about it because obviously he's the one that was closest to the puck and says, hey, Jordan, you know that puck that, you know, Alex just scored? Where is it?
Yeah, where's the puck.
He reached into his pocket and pulled it out and gave it to the referee.
Yeah, I guess that was a nice try.
And the referee gives it to Alex Ovechkin, and then they celebrate in the postgame. Yeah. So no comment, by the way, in the postgame from the Blues goalkeeper, coach, organization.
Nobody commented.
On the Bennington caper.
Well, you know, look,
in
he
D.C.
probably thought he was going to be able to cash in, put it on eBay or something.
Absolutely.
And make him a ton of money. But here's the thing. He should have just given up the puck, and Ovechkin probably would have signed a jersey or a stick or something to mark the occasion.
Yeah, just like if he were a fan.
But the goalies that I've ever been around, not too many are pleased that they were the recipient of the 900th goal.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He probably shouldn't have given it up in the first place.
Exactly. You wouldn't have to worry about it. All right, Gary, thanks. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. In a stunning development, our buddy Chris Papps over Project Baltimore, Fox 45 has learned that tax dollars in Harford County, your Harford County tax dollars are being spent by a local school system to pay the salary of a convicted felon who stole tax dollars from city schools. This is Lawrence Smith. Remember, he's the guy that he was the football coach, his school, a city resource officer. He was claiming overtime when he was on a boat in the Chesapeake Bay. He was being, working overtime while he was coaching football. And he stole, literally, he pleaded guilty to this. This is not an allegation. Now, he's already pleaded guilty. $215,000. And while he was on administrative leave in the city, the Harford County hired him to teach at Edgewood Middle School. Here's Sean Kennedy with the Maryland Public Policy Institute.
Every single person who made this personnel decision needs to be dragged in front of the school board. This feels like a circus because we're being run around by clowns who are running these schools.
Now, Edgewood Middle is one of Harford County's lowest performing schools. They only got 2 out of 5 stars on the recent Maryland State Report Card. According to the school's website, it has 4 eighth grade English teachers, and Dr. Lawrence Smith, convicted felon, is one of them. Last month he became a convicted federal felon for 22 years as a Baltimore City Schools police officer. And in September 2023, he was arrested by the FBI, charged with 15 felony counts, involving tax evasion and collecting over $200,000 in fraudulent overtime pay. Nice work if you can get away with it, but he didn't get away with it. And that is the problem here. And it's amazing that people don't do their background vetting.
Whoever hired
this guy at Harford County Public School System, they had to be called onto the carpet.
Absolutely.
And again, this is and Sean Kennedy says, look, this guy already pleaded guilty. It's not like charges were pending or there wasn't a trial yet. You're innocent until proven guilty, and okay, you went and hired the guy because he was innocent until but he was already pleaded guilty.
He pled guilty. He admitted that he stole from a school system. So for another school system to keep paying him is absurd.
Yeah, it is beyond absurd. But that's what passes for fiscal responsibility here in the state of Maryland, whether it's in the city of Baltimore. And I'm kind of shocked at Harford County, because I always thought that they had their act together a little bit. The school superintendent, Dr. Sean Bolson, you'll be hearing from him first. Then you'll hear from the county executive, Bob Castley. And in essence, what they're saying is there's no money. We're out of money. It's a very tight budget in Harford County. You know, the Sheriff Gaylor and Bob Castley have been going at each other over the budgeting process. And Castley, who was a fiscal conservative, trying to keep the lid on spending. And basically, there's no money. But somehow they found money for a convicted felon.
In this community, the dollars don't exist to do everything we want.
What we have to do is just cut back on other services that we're providing people.
So, I mean, look, they say that they completed all, Harford County Public Schools issued a statement. We completed all necessary background checks at that time. Dr. Smith had not been convicted of a felony or charged with any crimes against children. So we have to go look at when the background check was conducted and when he eventually pleaded guilty, rather. Harford County said that he was being paid 100% of his nearly $60,000 salary while he's now awaiting, sentencing. According to the Pew Research Center in 2022, the federal government's conviction rate stood at 99%. Smith was facing 15 felonies. It was almost certain that he would be convicted, yet Harford County Schools hired him anyway. Somebody's head should roll.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And what say you, County Executive Cassidy and Dr. Bolson in Harford County? 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking at the Beltway over here at the BW Parkway, and all the lanes are open. Nothing major right now. The southbound ride from Washington Boulevard across the parkway down to I-97. All the lanes are open. We should begin to see at least some of that early morning backing now towards Annapolis on I-97 southbound at Route 32. And so far, not too many problems yet with the bright sunshine, but definitely the clear skies this morning will be a factor with the sun in about 30 minutes or so. Parkville side of the Beltway is filling in. The Interloop at Greenspring a little busier there. And now the west side is definitely solid from 795, and it doesn't get any better till you clear the hill at Frederick Road and start down the hill towards 95. And we're about 10, maybe a little bit more, maybe 15-minute delays now southbound with the heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast shaping up like this. It is going to be mostly sunny, breezy today, upper 50s. It's windy and 51 in Ocean City, 44 in the downtown Baltimore. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Who are you chasing? Somebody chasing you?
Nobody's chasing me, boy.
Nobody's chasing me, boy.
Starbucks has unveiled their new holiday cups, but most are obsessed with a new barista cup that cost a whole nearly $30.
It's the season for giving your paycheck away. For a glass spare cup, that's more than okay. Just $30 to sip some foam. Nothing says festive like a second mortgage loan.
The Starbucks Barista Cold Cup. Because who needs retirement savings when you can drink out of a bear?
Starbucks, where your wallet hibernates.
They go on sale today, folks, and already folks are buying them for $30, and they're listing them on eBay, and they're trying to get $300 for a stupid glass cup with a bear on it. Okay. If somebody pays that for that, then they...
Who are these people that...
Get what they deserve. That's just crazy.
What did P.T. Barnum say?
Yep. There's a sucker.
Born every minute.
Born every minute. That was a big Gillespie soul thing.
Yeah.
Shake Shack launching the new Big Mac-esque deluxe version of its signature Shack Burger called the Big Shack. Hmm. It's usually where Chuck is banished to on the weekends. Priced at $9.99, the Big Shack features 2 quarter-pound Angus beef patties, secret sauce, green leaf lettuce, 2 slices of American cheese, Roma tomatoes, thick-cut pickles, onions, and 3 buttered and toasted potato buns. 3. So it's a big stack, Big Shack.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you don't eat for 2 days until you eat that.
It is. I'm not a fan of the third bun on a burger.
That's too, yeah.
It's too much bread. Yeah, you know, but again.
That does sound good,
also,
though.
It's also $3 more than the Big Mac, so... keep that in mind.
Takes care of that.
Coca-Cola is in the Christmas spirit early. They're celebrating the most wonderful time of the year with a new flavor concoction. Going to be out, Coca-Cola Holiday Creamy Vanilla. It infuses classic Coke with vanilla flavor, and it is now available exclusively at Walmart.
Really?
Okay. So that's
right. I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'll pass too.
I don't like cream soda.
Even. Neither do I.
I don't drink a lot of soda, period, but, you know, that's finally something for you, Maggie, that I know you've been wanting for years now. Progresso is celebrating its new line of barbecue-inspired Pitmaster soups with the new Pitmaster deodorant. Brings the signature smell of barbecue to your armpits.
Yeah, barbecue what? Pits.
Right.
But why?
The deodorant is being sold as part of the limited edition Pit Kit. Pairing it with a can of Progresso Pitmaster barbecue style grilled chicken and fire roasted corn soup. So,
wow.
Corn.
You'll have a lot of wild animals following you home from work today, Maggie.
Ow.
Look at all those cats that are running behind a car. Going across the Beltway.
Now, there's one for you, Chuck. Is the Pitmaster sausage, beer, cheese, and potato and hearty smokehouse style steak and potato soup.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Let that rest a while.
You better lie down.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to get the stretchy pants on for that, I think.
Stretchy pants. Yeah. Not to be confused with spandex, because that could go terribly wrong.
No, spandex is like Browns. There's no ballroom.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're talking about Harford County finding $60,000 for a convicted felon. Nice background check there, guys. And the Maryland School Report card is out now, and 124 schools decreased their ranking since 2024. This is being spun as, oh, yeah, Maryland schools are making great progress. Again, five stars. It goes 5, 4, 3, 2, and one star is awarded to a school that earns less than 30% across of the measures used when it's in its testing. So overall, 43% of Maryland schools earned a star rating of 4 or 5. 86% earned a star rating of 3 or higher. But that's for the entire state. I'd like to see breakdowns as to the city.
So would I.
You know, and some in the Baltimore County, Prince George's County. But 124 schools saw their rankings decrease by one star, with, again, one institution's ranking dropping by two stars in the past year. So see if we get to some of those names of those schools as we delve deeper into this report. But, again, it's a mixed bag. And I would think in certain jurisdictions, Montgomery, Howard, and other Western and Eastern Shore counties, things seem to be doing well. We're still looking at Baltimore City. There was only one school, Hampstead Hill Academy, achieved a five-star rating in Baltimore City. That was it. And the rest were all a lot of ones and a few twos. And by the way, Maryland is now, the Department of Education is backtracked on proposing its updated health framework. They were teaching gender identity lessons to kindergartners.
Oh.
Okay, it was K through 5 or K through 3, whatever it was. I think it was K through 3. And now they've decided they're going to delay lessons on gender identities from K through 5th grade, that is, after pushback from parents. See, so parents, it does matter when you get involved with your child's education. You do push back against these bureaucrats and these teachers' unions and these people, these groomers that are trying to turn your children into whatever gender they wish them to be. Exactly. They are brainwashing. They're manipulating. So, again, you catch a break, K through 5. I'd still be very vigilant. But then after 5th grade, the gloves come off. All right, 6:51, you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, attorneys file a motion to dismiss the MPRP project altogether.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Six 52, 8 minutes now away from the hour, 7 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mom Dami drops the mask in a vicious, bitter, angry speech. No more smiling, commie, for Mom Dami. Where does MAGA go next? And we'll take a look at the impact of the Mom Dami election in New York City and elsewhere. And will the shutdown continue through Thanksgiving now? There's some concern. Yesterday, Secretary Sean Duffy held a press conference saying they're going to start reducing flights and shutting down some of these flights coming out of some of these airports right around Thanksgiving time if things don't improve and they reopen the government soon. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
In both the harbor tunnels now with 20 to 25 minute delays southbound, 95. Looking at you live here at Moravia Road. Very slow there. Stop and go from that point all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel down to 395 before it gets better. And now 895 is backed up about halfway between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. So also 20 to 25 minutes there. Very slow. No issues right now, but very heavy traffic. JFX, you're still okay. All the morning buildups have begun on the Beltway now. Some areas going south and east. In the next 20 minutes, we'll be dealing with the bright sunshine through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, breezy today, upper 50s for the expected high right now, clear and sunny, 42 in Bel Air, and it is 44 in Glen Burnie. Well, this has been a story that's gone now well over a year. That's the MPRP, the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. This is the high voltage transmission power line that we've been told we need for the grid. Yes, we do need more power here. We import 40% of our power, but it should be bring those coal-fired power plants back on back online. Let's start building nuclear. And by the way, we're going to talk with Ed Hale about this next week. I think it's next Wednesday. He's going to be in studio for 1 hour for an exclusive interview here with Casey and Company. So that'll be next Wednesday. We'll talk to him about the energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. But attorneys and organizations like the Maryland Farm Bureau now have filed a motion to dismiss the case for this nearly 70-mile transmission line, which is currently under review by the Maryland Public Service Commission. And Mr. Governor, I stand with the people, has not lifted a finger to help the people in any way, shape, or form. He is full of prunes, as a former colleague used to say nicely. This is a partner, Susan Eitenauer, from PK Law, saying that, look, well, even with all these arguments about this much-needed power line, it's not going to help the grid.
This project is not going to fix the grid problem because it can't be in service in time to fix the grid problem.
Yeah. And so and she's looking at filing, of course, a motion to dismiss it altogether.
If they can't meet their deadline, and that is an important part, a key part of their application, then their application should be dismissed. And instead of waiting until on down the road, going through discovery and surveys and all of these things, we argued it should be dismissed now.
And here's her argument, because the PSEG, the developers of MPRP, have repeatedly set a target date to get the first transmission line approved and built June of 27. And this is the asterisk here. However, the review schedule set by the PSC will ultimately approve or deny the project should a final decision won't come until 2027. So there's not going to be time to get this thing built. You have to wait for approval. No one's going to build it before it's approved by the PSC. So you have to wait for the PSC to sign off on it. And if they sign off on it, then there's no way they're going to meet their deadline. And that's why she just said it. That's why they filed a motion to dismiss. And the problem is, don't wait until June of 2027. Do it now so that alternatives can be explored.
That is all the more reason that instead of pursuing this application for CPCN now, instead PJM and all of the stakeholders should really go back to the drawing board now to determine what is needed in the near term, because this project can't be built in time. To serve the needs of Marylanders and the grid, a more comprehensive and thoughtful solution would be a better approach.
Yeah, so them, the Maryland Farm Bureau and this PK Law Group, representing, I think, 10 or 12 clients. These are landowners, farmers, property owners. And in one particular case, she says her client has been denied the use of her land for a considerable amount of time.
A number of my clients have already received multiple survey notices from PSEG. One of my clients has received so many notices that her property, her use of her own property, has been impaired for 48 years. days already. The idea that, PSEG has been gets to control how people use their own land for months at a time is just unacceptable.
Imagine not being able to farm on your land that you own, that you've poured blood, sweat, and tears for nearly 2 months. Imagine if you have a business on your land that you can't afford to open or let people come to your business because of this PSEG nonsense, this insanity. And this because we all know this is heading towards eminent domain, and that's why people are fighting tooth and nail. And I applaud them for standing up and fighting for their rights in spite of government trying to trample all over them. And the absolute nonsense that spills out of the governor's mouth, he has no intent to help the farmers, the property owners, landowners in Baltimore, Carroll, and or Frederick counties with this. So, let's scrap it, dismiss it, start it over again. Let's get some really good alternative ideas out there instead of having just ramrode this thing down our throats. So one of the mayors last night at an event over at Town Appliance, and he's saying that a lot of WCBM listeners are coming in. They're checking out the stunning showroom. They're shopping for all sorts of appliances, whether it's a single appliance. A woman came in. She was asking for a specific type of microwave. She didn't think anybody had it. He had it, and that's what they do. They've got great customer service. They have a price match. That's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, and make sure you sure you tell Mayor or the other mayor that I sent you in. All right, coming up next, Mom Donnie finally dropping the mask and revealing the true communist Marxist that he is. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A cornerstone of President Trump's economic policy has been argued before the Supreme Court, and the High Court's conservative justices asked some challenging questions about a president's ability to unilaterally impose tariffs.
In a huge legal test of Donald Trump's sweeping tariff powers, the High Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law. Challengers argued he's using it illegally, while the administration said the law allows the president to use it to impose tariffs. Chief Justice John Roberts, along with Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Neil Gorsuch, expressed skepticism about bypassing Congress to levy tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Staffing issues resulting from the government shutdown are prompting the FAA to cut the number of flights at major airports by 10% starting tomorrow. Air traffic controllers have been unpaid since October 1st, and many of them are working mandatory overtime. There are fresh doubts about progress toward ending the shutdown, given the Democrats' strong showing in this week's elections. President Trump blames the shutdown for GOP losses on Tuesday. Death toll has risen to 12 in that fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky. Federal Air Safety Investigator Todd Inman says there's evidence a left engine fell off prior to the crash.
A large plume of fire in the area of the left wing occurred during the takeoff roll. The plane lifted off and gained enough altitude to clear the fence at the end of runway 17R. Shortly after clearing that fence, it made impact with structures and the terrain off of the airport property.
Investigators analyzing the plane's flight recorder. On Wall Street, stock futures modestly higher. The Dow futures up 1 point. NASDAQ futures ahead 23, and the S&P futures 8 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial pound 250. Say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial pound 250. Say micro to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be a minor wreck here. I'm not sure if it's a minor wreck here or a broken down vehicle. Southbound 95 at 395. One of the vehicles is kind of crowding the right lane just right under the bridge where the ramp to 395 goes across. So nobody there with it so far. But if you're coming south out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, heads up for that right at the interchange at 395. All the morning delays now showing up on the Beltway, already on the Parkville side through Green Springs, 795, all the way down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear and pretty chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 44 in Parkville and 44 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Two people are dead after separate Wednesday shootings in Baltimore. Police were called to the 200 block of North Mount Street shortly before 4 p.m., where they found a 36-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. And at around 7:30 last night, officers in the Northern District say a shooting victim in the 4200 block of North Rogers Avenue was pronounced dead at the scene. And Baltimore County Police have released the name of the man who was killed in a weekend motorcycle crash. 50-year-old motorcyclist John Sayo was pronounced dead at the scene of the Saturday afternoon accident on Black Rock Road. Investigators say Sayo was traveling southbound, approaching Mount Zion Road when he collided with a car. Police say the crash is part of an ongoing investigation. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 780. The pick 4, 3475. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports is coming up next.
Thanks to AI,
hello,
modern medicine, and the simple fact that you're taking better care of yourself, there's a good chance you're going to live into your 90s or maybe even see age 100.
You're welcome.
Do you have an income strategy that will last as long as you do? Is it guaranteed?
Guaranteed. It means you can count on it happening.
We help retirees all over Maryland establish a pension. Remember those?
I remember everything.
Believe it or not, pensions are alive and well, and they're better than ever. They're called annuities, and they provide guaranteed income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live.
I can last forever.
No other financial vehicle on the planet can do that. So stop worrying about the stock market or any other scary headline you hear on the news. Do I hear age 110? Bring it on.
Lucky I'm here to improve cosmetic surgery.
Call today and get your free annuity and income survival kit. Well, go ahead, Iris. Tell them how to get their kit.
Calling annuity expert Adam Wosky is the truly intelligent move. 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota may be the loudest road venue that the Ravens will encounter this season. So silent communication, according to John Harbaugh, will be the key for the offense.
At home, that's something that they really play into, the idea that the offense is going to have a tough time communicating, and see if they can get the offense on their heels and get them discombobulated if they can. And
So for his part, though, Lamar, the quarterback, of course, taking it all in stride, not bothered.
I don't focus on it. You know, I play football. I've been in loud environments before. You know, I don't let anything get to me.
Ravens have committed 18 pre-snap penalties this season. That's tied for 10th fewest in the league. That's an improvement over 2024 when they were ranked 16th. Orioles manager Craig Albernez settling into the new gig. Affable guy, loose, a player's manager. But he was asked on Monday, what about when a tough conversation needs to be had with a player?
Tough conversations always happen. Like, it's a part of the game. I'm not scared to have a tough conversation, do it all the time, but when it comes from a place of truth and a place of care and love, like, you have to have those tough conversations. And like Joe Maddon said it, you know, years ago, that you tell a player the truth, he might be mad at you for a day. If you lie to him, you lost him forever.
On the hardwood last night, the Wiz dropped to 1-7. What's new? They fall to the Celtics 136-107. And Drew Brees is Fox Sports' newest NFL analyst, replacing guess who? Mark Sanchez on the network. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mark Andrews on the cusp of another Ravens record. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons?
Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us here on the show, AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, could their shutdown extend into Thanksgiving? Where does MAGA go now that Kami Mamdani has been elected in New York City? Steve Bannon has some thoughts, and I have some of my own. And, of course, Mamdani dropping the mask. That what happened to that smiling, you know, in every interview and every TikTok post? This guy was just smiling. In fact, they made fun of it on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. That completely dropped the mask. And what you got instead is Mamdani, instead of that smiley face act, he showed his true face.
The real.
Anger. Racial hatred.
And
division.
Those eyes.
Again, yeah, just really... I think New Yorkers are going to rue the day. And again, 2 million out of a, what do you have, 20 million people in New York? 2 million people, 10% show up to vote. And then you got all these other people. No, they're already leaving. The Jewish fire chief has resigned because he sees what's coming. There are the parents immediately pulling their children out of schools and much, much more. But let's start with, you'd think, okay. A lot of guys might invoke the Founding Fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, James Monroe. No. In his acceptance speech, he talked about two prominent socialists. One is Eugene Debs.
Thank you, my friends. The sun may have set over our city this evening. But as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity. For as long as we can remember, the working people of New York have been told by the wealthy and the well-connected that power does not belong in their hands. Fingers bruised from lifting boxes on the warehouse floor, palms calloused from delivery bike handlebars, knuckles scarred with kitchen burns. These are not hands that have been allowed to hold power. And yet, over the last 12 months, you have dared to reach for something greater.
Yeah, well, that's something greater. Eugene Debs was the father of American socialism back at the turn of the century. He ran for president 4 or 5 times. In fact, I think the last time he ran from inside a prison cell. this is who he's invoking as being an inspirational. And the other socialist was the guy that basically eliminated Hindus and started the modern socialist movement in India. That guy's name is Jawaharlal Nehru.
Standing before you, I think of the words of Jawaharlal Nehru. A moment comes but rarely in history when we step out from the old to the new.
Yeah, so that is
two
prominent socialists in the socialist world. And then, of course, he had a message to his fellow Muslims.
Where the more than 1 million Muslims know that they belong. Not just in the 5 boroughs of this city, but in the halls of power. No more will New York be a city where you can traffic in Islamophobia and win an election.
I hate to say this, but I think New York City, after 4 years of Mamdani, is going to resemble London. London, which has been completely taken over by radical Islamofascists. London that actually has no-go zones where people aren't allowed to go because they're patrolled by Sharia cops. Unless, of course, there's a way that President Trump can stop him. And I'm thinking maybe the other hope is a Governor Stefanik next year if she was elected over Kathy Hochul. We have more on Madani calling out Trump and what is, I think, the most disturbing thing he said in his acceptance speech. That's coming up in just a moment. 7:13 traffic weather on the threes. And now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Delays of both the tunnels, 25, 30 minutes now, southbound, both on 95 and 895. We're now backed up to Moravia Road on 95. We're backed up to Moravia Road on 895. Nothing in the roadway, no issues southbound, just all the heavy traffic. I think these couple of vehicles are stopped on 95 and 395. It looks like one might be changing a tire. So, again, they're just kind of crowding the right lane. They're in the shade right there. So if you're coming south out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you'll see it, but there's nobody with it, nobody behind it at this point. So they're kind of in a bad spot. So just a heads up for that if you're traveling south. There is a new wreck. It's minor, but it's crowding the right lane, I-97 southbound, right after the ramp area at Benfield Boulevard. The state highway truck is there. There's a brief delay, and then you'll hit the heavy traffic towards Annapolis on I-97 southbound, right at the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and breezy today, and temps only in the upper 50s, upper 30s tonight for the low, and it does warm up a little bit tomorrow. Highs will be in the low 60s, and then some rain comes in for Friday and Saturday. Right now, sunny, 45 in Glen Burnie, 44 in Parkville, and time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump took to social media, Truth Social, on Tuesday night after the election results poured in. Remember, these were Democrat strongholds, blue cities, blue states, blue candidates. I know they're getting all excited, saying this is a reprimand of a spanking of MAGA. But, you know, in truth be told, in every single one of these jurisdictions, it would have been an upset for any of these candidates to win. President Trump said Trump wasn't on the ballot. And the shutdown were the two reasons that Republicans lost elections tonight, according to the pollsters. True. When Trump isn't on the ballot, with these low propensity voters, these are Republicans who very rarely vote, independents who don't vote, crossover Democrats, and only we've seen them vote on whenever he runs as on the ballot, they come out and vote in great numbers. And that did not happen in Virginia. Because you had a bunch of never-Trumpers down there, Glenn Youngkin and Winston Earl Sears. And you had Jack Cittorelli, who I was told President Trump offered to come in and campaign with Cittorelli, and they said no. They said no. They wanted to, they felt that would have been a negative for. So, again, you can try this at your own risk, and you can see what happens. Or you can embrace the Trump campaign, the Trump power, the Trump energy, and that's what it's going to take to win. So the president did say that, communism was now front and center in New York City.
After last night's results, the decision facing all Americans could not be more clear. We have a choice between communism and common sense.
Yeah. And he said he referenced the sovereignty issue, but he said that they're going to do something about that.
On November 5th, 2024, the American people reclaimed our government. We restored our sovereignty. We lost a little bit of sovereignty last night in New York, but we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. We rescued our economy, regained our liberty, and together we saved our country.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see a massive campaign for Elise Stefanik running for governor in New York, and she's not going to run away from President Trump. That I can guarantee you. President also said it is time. It is time to terminate the filibuster.
It's time for Republicans to do what they have to do, and that's terminate the filibuster. It's the only way you can do it. And if you don't terminate the filibuster, you'll be in bad shape. We won't pass any legislation. There'll be no legislation passed for 3 1/4. We have 3 1/4 years left. That's a long time. But when they can't do an extension, and John, I think they've done an extension every single time they've ever been asked for ever. This is the first time they haven't done an extension. Extensions are supposed to be easy, but if they won't do an extension, they won't do any bill, even a simple bill. And we should do our own bills. We should get out. We should do our own bills. We should open up. We should start tonight with the country's open. Congratulations. Then we should pass voter ID. We should pass no mail-in voting. We should pass all the things that we want to pass, make our elections secure and safe, because California is a disaster. Many of the states are disasters. But can you imagine when they vote almost unanimously against voter ID? All we want is voter ID. You go to a grocery store, you have to give ID. You go to a gas station, you give ID.
Not so true. Our lives are run by our driver's license and our photo ID. Almost everything you do now, you have to show an ID except to vote.
To vote, yeah.
Which is just crazy. As for the filibuster, two prominent Republicans, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley and Tommy Tuberville, out there saying that, we're in favor of terminating the filibuster. The problem is, John Thune, the leader, says they don't have the votes. And the reason why they don't have the votes, already people that have come out against the filibuster, ending the filibuster, and going to a simple majority vote, Rand Paul, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitch McConnell, John Curtis of Utah. So that's five. There's 48, and you need 50. You need 50 plus the vice president to break the tie in order to get rid of the filibuster. So it's the rhinos. It's the deep state establishment Republicans that continue to plague the party and the country. Trump had a message to the president of Nigeria and others who seek to systematically slaughter Christians.
If the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians, the USA will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria. We're going to do things to Nigeria that Nigeria is not going to be happy about, and may very well go into that now disgraced country, guns a-blazing, to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrible, horrible atrocities. I'm hereby instructing our Department of War to prepare for possible action. If we attack, it will be fast, vicious, and sweet, just like the terrorist thugs attack our cherished Christians. These are cherished people. These are great people. Leave them alone. Warning, the Nigerian government better move fast before it's too late. If they don't, there's going to be hell to pay.
The genocide of Christians in Sudan and in Nigeria and other African nations is just it is a horror show, and it's just a horror story. And again, I understand President Trump is right now speaking with a big stick, so we'll see if sanctions and other things and these warnings work with Nigeria. We don't want to start any more wars, that is for sure. But we'll see what happens. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is requesting that Tina Peters be transferred from Colorado State Prison to a Federal Bureau of Prisons facility because of her illness. She's stuck in that, this was another political persecution, this one out in Colorado. And that's the way it went down, 291 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21, more from Kami Mamdani. Boy, has he changed his tune, his tone, and his overall demeanor now that he is not even sworn in office yet. You can just see it was all pent up, and it all came out the other night. And I'll tell you, he was targeting President Trump as well. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market,
on York Road in Cockeysville.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinnie Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnieSteele.com.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update here, he is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Very nice at the Bay Bridge. The traffic eastbound might be looking at the bright sunshine, but no issues right now. The main spans are clear, and then we're okay through Oceanic Drive. We go over to Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, I-97. All the lanes are open. A little bit of a break right now. That wreck back at Benfield Boulevard kind of held us up a little bit on I-97 southbound. They're now on the shoulder, so eventually that traffic that was backed up a little bit right there is going to end up and start to back up at I-97 at Route 32. That should happen pretty much at any time. Nothing out of the ordinary there, but there wasn't any backup there for about 15 or 20 minutes because of the wreck crowding the right lane back at Benfield Boulevard. City police with a new minor wreck northeast side, Bel Air Road at Frankfort Avenue. All your normal delays on the Beltway. You're fighting the bright sunshine if you're going south and east. 25 to 30-minute delays now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday and a peek into the weekend. Mostly sunny, breezy today. Upper 50s for the high. Clear, upper 30s for the low tonight. Cloudy, windy, and low 60s tomorrow. Rain possible on Friday and Saturday. We got some cold temperatures coming in next week as well. So, Socialist Mayor-elect Kami Mamdani declaring war on President Trump, on capitalism, and traditional America in his radical New York City victory speech. And he specifically is a good guy, mayor of New York, all right? But he made President Trump the target. And I think that is going to turn out to be a politically fatal mistake.
So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have 4 words for you. Turn the volume up.
I'm sure Trump is really shaking in his boots over that one. This guy's so full of himself. It's not even funny. But this is the one, this is what he said, I think, it bothered me the most. And we know he says he's a Democrat socialist. We know he's a communist. They're all the same. Democrat, socialist, communist, Marxist. They're all birds of a feather. But again, this is the one that should scare every New Yorker. Should scare every American, because this is the game plan. Take over these cities with a hostile takeover of the Democrat Party, get entrenched, and then start to make government the solution.
We will prove that there is no problem too large for government to solve and no concern too small for it to care about.
Meaning that government is the end all, the be all. That government will be your Lord and Savior. Pardon the expression. That's what they believe. That government is God. There is no God. That government is your God. The state is what controls the apparatus of every living human being. And that, to me, is the scariest thing he has said so far. He said a lot of bad things. Remember when President Reagan said the scariest phrase in the English language is, we're the government and we're here to help? And the government large enough to give you everything is also the same government that can take away everything. So those were warnings by Reagan, and I think that it is we better take heed. Let's listen to the rest of his radical agenda.
An agenda that will freeze the rents for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants. Make buses fast and free. And deliver universal child care across our city.
And again, where's he getting the money for this? And even the Democrats, even the liberals, like Van Jones, the 9/11 truther, were bothered by the tone and tenor of his speech.
I think he missed an opportunity. I think the Mamdani that we saw in the campaign trail, who was a lot more calm, who was a lot warmer, who was a lot more embracing, was not present in that speech. And I think that Mamdani is the one you need to hear from tonight. There are a lot of people trying to figure out, can I get on this train with him or not? Is he going to include me? Is he going to be more of a class warrior even in office? I think he missed a chance tonight to open up and bring more people into the tent. I think his tone was sharp. I think he was using the microphone in a way that he was almost yelling. And that's not the Mamdani that we've seen on TikTok and the great interviews and stuff like that. So I felt like there's a little bit of a character switch here.
Yeah, there was a major. See, this is, it's not a character. That's who he is. This is who he really is. The character switch was when he was giving all those smiling interviews,
a creepy smile,
on TikTok, and again, and all the television interviews. That was the character switch. This is who, this man hates America. His parents raised him to hate America. Even his father. His father was another prominent force in his career. And you have to understand something, that the Democrat Socialists of America, a.k.a. commies, they made it very clear they want to abolish the traditional family structure. In fact, they called it inherently repressive, racist, and sexist, and the family structure promotes capitalism. So who's going to step in to fill the void of when the family structure is destroyed? Government.
Of course.
That's his solution.
In every aspect of your life.
So from cradle to grave is what we're talking about.
It's Fidel Castro.
And they'll help you. Yeah, it is. This is socialism on steroids. This is not the Norway socialist structure. This is the Venezuela, Cuba socialist construct. So keep that in mind. All right, coming up next, take a look at what should the MAGA answer to all of this be. But don't forget, the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 7:30, let's get some news headlines. Here's the update with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A Glen Burnie man faces firearm and drug charges after Anne Arundel County police responded to a shots fired call. Officers were called to an apartment on Burton Drive Monday where they found evidence of a shooting. Police canvassed the building and determined that no one was injured. While executing a search warrant on an apartment, police say they found a ghost gun, suspected cocaine, meth, crack, various pills, a scale, and drug packaging material. They also found damage caused by at least 5 gunshots. Christian Dennis has been arrested and charged. The MDTA has given an update on the progress being made to replace Baltimore's Key Bridge after last year's deadly collapse. Pilings are being driven into the bottom of the Patapsco River, and when they're in place and leveled, crews will test them to see if they can handle the 10 million pound weight of the new span. The bridge demolition process that began in July is halfway done, and work continues to clear the remaining debris from the collapsed site. Officials say the new design for the bridge is expected to be finished by the end of the month, but the final cost and completion date for the project has not been finalized. 2 people are dead after separate Wednesday shootings in Baltimore. Police were called to the 200 block of North Mount Street shortly before 4 p.m. where they found a 36-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. At around 7:30 last night, officers in the Northern District say a shooting victim in the 4200 block of North Rogers Avenue was pronounced dead at the scene. And Baltimore County Police have released the name of the man who was killed in a weekend motorcycle crash. 50-year-old motorcyclist John Sayo was pronounced dead at the scene of the Saturday afternoon accident on Black Rock Road. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. We're grateful for your support and pledge to continue to strive to meet your every need. Liberatore's Ristorante is a family-owned restaurant where we treat our customers as family. Great food, great service, great ambiance. Come and join our family. For the best food in the area, visit Liberatore.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Sharonsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Sharonsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident on I-97 southbound still there, but well off to the shoulder. So all that backup that was right there around New Cut Road down through there, it's all gone south now. They're going to run into the normal delay on the southbound side of I-97 and then eventually working down towards the split at Route 32. There's a report of a wreck now on the BW Parkway southbound near 198. I'm looking at the camera there. I don't see a major impact, though it is heavy southbound. Could be a minor wreck in that area with some brake lights as you're moving south, but for right now, not a major problem. New wreck in the city, it's on the east side, Orlean Street at Caroline. Still working at the wreck at Bel Air Road at Frankfort Avenue up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear and pretty chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens fans wanted him bounced out of town after last year's drop in the playoff loss to Buffalo. But lo and behold, Mark Andrews is still here and on the cusp of another Ravens team record, needing just 18 yards to pass Derek Mason for the all-time franchise mark.
You know, extremely humbling to just to be around here and to be, you know, obviously playing with Lamar all these years and how many plays we've made, but just continuing to get better, and I'm very thankful, and I thank God at the end of the day.
Lord Andrews already owns the Ravens' all-time touchdown record with 55. Now, speaking of milestones, how about this scene last night on the ice in D.C.?
Lost it there to Ovechkin. Quick relay comes to the point. Chikrin fires. Just missed. Ovechkin turns. He scores! The great eight is the one and only at 900.
And Joe B had the call on Monumental. Alex Ovechkin's goal started a second period three-goal spurt in 7 minutes, keying a 6-1 rout over the St. Louis Blues. And Ovi talked about number 900 after the game.
It's, you know, huge number. No one ever did it in NHL history and be first player ever do it. It's a special moment.
And a sidebar on this, the St. Louis goalkeeper, Jordan Binnington, was caught taking the puck from the back of the net and putting it in his back pocket as a keepsake, but the referee came over afterwards and snuffed it out of there. With the departure of Cody Ashey to Detroit, the overhaul of the Birds' hitting coaching staff is complete. Ashey gone, assistant hitting coaches Tommy Joseph and Sherman Johnson are also gone. Manager Craig Albernez was asked Monday what his philosophy will be on stirring those sleepy Birds bats.
I mean, I think anyone would want any of their teams to go out and hit 10 home runs a night. You can sign me up for that, but like I said, this is a hard game. So for us, we have to be a diverse offense. You know, we have to do the little things right.
Now, here are the numbers that characterize the underperformance of Baltimore's offense last year. .235 batting average was sixth worst in the majors. Their strikeout rate was third worst. Their line drive rate was second worst. Four sacrifice bunts, lowest in the majors. And a .234 average with runners in scoring position was also tied for the third lowest. And finally, faith in humanity in short supply these days, but fans of Texas Tech and BYU have restored it, at least for the moment. Just days before their two teams square off on the football field for a huge game with playoff implications, raising money through a GoFundMe page for the wife of Red Raiders team barber Ivan Ortiz, who suffered severe injuries in a car crash. The initial goal was $25,000, and as of last night, more than $100,000 had been raised. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a great lesson in perseverance.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, the DeMatha teams that you played on back in the day, they were good teams, right? You guys won.
We had good teams, but we were in transition. The better teams came a lot later, but they were the building blocks. It's interesting. Bill McGregor, who's the head coach of DeMatha now, was one of the assistant coaches when I was there.
Back then, yeah.
So it was, again, you could see that we were just starting to really put in a great program. It was always a basketball school first, and then the football program came later.
Well, of late, DeMatha Catholic, obviously one of the best teams in the country. Here's the lesson, though. Not so for St. Mary's in Anne Arundel County. Last year, they were 0-10. They didn't win a game. Young team, mostly sophomores. Jason Bedroni, their head coach, instilled in them the perseverance. This year, they have made the MIAA playoffs. They are going to play McDonough on Friday night. And for these kids, these 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, to learn this lesson of coming from 0-10 to the cusp of a championship is a lesson they'll never forget.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, and good for them. I'm very glad for them, and hopefully they'll do well.
It's a great story.
It is. That's a great turnaround in just 1 year. All right, Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate that. So I've been hearing a lot of people say, I was at an event last night where a lot of folks were saying, this is exactly what we wanted, right, Mom Donnie? In New York City, we wanted a socialist, we wanted a communist. This is something we can run against. But I have a different take on this, and I think that the problem is what we're doing now, we run the risk of underestimating what is happening in this country right now. What is happening is that while we did have Charlie Kirk, unfortunately he is now gone. We had Scott Pressler, one guy. Cliff Maloney is the other guy. We don't have the ground game that the communists do. They have the Working Families Party. They have the Democrats, Socialists of America. They had 5,000 people running door-to-door in Brooklyn to get Mamdani elected. And the New York Republican Party, a joke. The Maryland Republican Party, I hate to say it, a joke. And again, and the party days are over. Okay? The Democrat Party has been taken over by progressive left. People like AOC, Bolshevik Bernie, and now Mamdani. The Democrat Party as we know it is gone. The Republican Party is just a bunch of deep state establishment rhinos. That's all it is. And they got, they got them, Fox, Karl Rove, the big donor class. That's what they have. Bill Ackman, who was a big donor to, President Trump, actually tweeted out to Mamdani, "Let me know how I can help." Okay, he's a billionaire. He's going to be targeted. And so, again, the way you help is you got to double down. You got to triple down on Trump. You got to make sure that, again, this is populism. We have on both sides of the equation here, we have Marxist populism, and, of course, we have nationalist populism going on right now in the Trump movement. And who is going to pick up that MAGA torch and carry it? President Trump can only do so much. He's only one man. I know he's like Superman many times because he never stops working. He hardly sleeps. But we've got to pick up that torch, and we've got to double down on President Trump. Look what Youngkin did in Virginia. Do you see the losses in Virginia yesterday or Tuesday night? They lost the House, and now the Democrats have a supermajority. This was with an incumbent Republican governor, and he handed it off to Winsome Sears. I applaud her service, but she was a horrible candidate. A horrible campaigner.
Weak.
And you just lost Virginia, I think, for generations. Virginia is going to be now reliably blue. And New Jersey, pretty much the same. Because you don't have a coherent, cohesive message from the Republican Party. So what that message needs to be going forward. And I think President Trump has got to do the pivot now. I understand that he wants to stop the Ukraine-Russia war. I understand that we still have a fragile Middle East. But now you've got to focus on our
America.
Country. Domestic policy, affordability. We have, because that's what they argued against. It's not affordable to live and work and go to school in New York. We have to have a counter message. That counter message has to be, we have to bring down energy prices. We have to bring down the cost of living, grocery prices. We need affordable housing. We need affordable education. It's almost impossible now for children to go to school and not go into massive debt. So we need to have this kind of affordability argument. I think Vivek Ramaswamy was talking about it last night as well, that this should sound, the alarm bells should go off everywhere. And again, I don't know if the RNC is capable of processing this information because they don't want to listen. They're set right now. The Republican Party just wants, we got 3 years left, 3.5 years of Trump, and then we're just going to move him along, tap him out, and we're going to go right back to that neocon, neoliberal, deep state Republican establishment that lost so many elections and just took turns driving the bus.
And everything you just said is what MTG has been saying. Even though you were questioning her. Because it's not going against Trump. We just want to make sure we're America first and not getting distracted.
I don't have anything with what she
for
said.
For the record, you're right. Americans are struggling.
Yeah, I don't have it. But again, I think you know, her criticism on the health care issue. Yeah, we do need to get a health care plan out. I get that. We understand that. We've had multiple opportunities to provide a health care plan, but we've never done
it. We don't do it. So that is an issue with Republicans. We say no to everything else, but we don't have our own plan. And I would add to your list election integrity, because I'm still not 100% sure how true these elections are. Not that there aren't clearly brainwashed Democrats voting for these guys, but I'm not sure how accurate the elections are.
And that's voter ID, and it's paper ballots, and it's everything that President Trump wants. So and that's why we need the filibuster terminated, so we can get this agenda codified into law, passed on simple majority, and that's where President Trump needs us to remind the people in Washington that they're screwing the whole thing
back
up.
Back to the basics.
743 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game December 6th at Towson University. The BW Parkway is slow now, both sides of the roadway. The accident is southbound near 198, but even the northbound side is looking at it at 197, so we have delays there. We're not sure which lanes are affected. We've had no updates on that, but it's only a two-lane road either way, and there are backups right now on both sides of the roadway. City police in the last 30 minutes are busy. There's a new wreck in Hampden Falls Road, 38th Street on the northwest side, Dolefield Avenue at Garrison Boulevard. The new wreck on the east side was Orleans at Caroline, and we're still very slow, of course, most areas on the Beltway, and that's going to continue as you're traveling anywhere along the Beltway on the Parkville side for the traffic going down the west side, and even on the inner loop now for the traffic from Greenspring through Falls Road and over eventually towards I-83. JFX now with the bright sunshine getting some delays. Ruxton Road through the city-county line, and then the sunshine definitely a factor after Northern Parkway and down through Cold Spring Lane. 25-minute delays plus at both the Harbor Tunnels. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season ticket plans are available right now at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, breezy today. Upper 50s for the high right now. Windy 50 in Stevensville. But we do need a contestant. Sorry, forgot to mention that. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. You get to match wits with the panel. Chuck, Maggie, and Kristen. 410-922-6680. We've got windy conditions. It's 50 in Stevensville. 47 in Arnold. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories. One of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got some keychains and WCBM pens that can adorn your office or home or whatever the case may be. So a couple of knickknacks, as they say, for you here today. If you can match wits with Chuck and Maggie, and I don't know if anybody can match wits with Chuck, because
not lately.
No, Chuck has been. What happened to you?
I don't know.
You were on in such a roll there for
my
a while.
My brain has gone to mush.
Yeah, wasn't even a Kaiser. Wow.
Let's not get carried away now, moderator.
Pretzel.
All right, time to head out to our contestant. It is Mike in Sykesville. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go right before Chuck so I can pull him out of the funk that he's in.
Ah, that's a good thought. So you want to try to defunkify Chunk.
Yeah,
or Chuck.
Chuck, not Chuck.
Freudian.
That was a
Freudian slip.
Yeah, right. Listen, Woody.
All right, Junk.
Hey, Woody.
All right, here we go.
Comments are still coming in. But Woody, not a chance.
Story one. A Democrat state legislator who was convicted of manslaughter won a mayoral election in Minnesota. Democrat state rep Kathy Vanger prevailed in an upset Tuesday night in St. Paul, defeating an incumbent mayor after ranked choice voting. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in a drunk driving accident 5 years ago. After serving 3 years in prison, she's now the mayor of St. Paul. Story two, a man in Florida arrested after he pulled a knife on another guy in a grocery store bathroom because he really needed to use it. The guy didn't leave the stall fast enough. No one was hurt, but the man with the knife was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
The guy was stalling.
Yes.
Sorry.
Almost got wiped out. Story three. In the state of Michigan, the Board of Education now wants to teach safe and healthy sex to 8-year-olds, despite the fact that the age of consent in Michigan is 16. Story one, a Minnesota Democrat state legislator convicted of manslaughter served 3 years in prison, now the mayor. Story two, man in Florida arrested for assault with a deadly weapon after using a knife. Good guy was taking too long to go to the John. And story three, the Board of Education in Michigan wants to teach sex to 8-year-olds, even though the age of consent is 16. All right, we'll kick it off with Kristen this morning.
Well, I think I can believe the Florida man story, and I think I could sadly see the Michigan Board of Education story being true. I'm going to, I guess if I have to pick one, I'll go with number one.
All right, Kristen goes for story one. Maggie?
I'm going to have to go with, they have been tough this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with number one.
All right,
as
Maggie
well.
Also goes with number one. Mike in Sykesville?
Yeah, I'm going to also go with number one.
All right. And Chunk?
Three.
Chunk goes for story three.
Sorry, Mike. I just, you know, I'm on a roll here. I might as well go to the bottom.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly where you are because story three is a true story.
There you go.
There you go.
Chunk.
Mike tried to pull you out of your funk, and you're like a boat anchor. Right over the
down
side.
The D, vote Chunk.
D, careful how you say that.
Women and
Kids
first.
We start that chant. It could go horribly wrong.
We have an edit button.
If we're talking about defunct Chunk, say that three times fast, Maggie.
Banana,
she'll lose her job.
That's right. Now, we defunkified her after her headphone fiasco this morning.
That was
story one got three votes. That's because it's fake news. So congratulations to the ladies and to Mike. All right, so Mike, will put you on hold.
I thought I'd break.
Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
I'm just curious because it seemed like you're off your game a little bit.
Do I do anything on purpose?
No.
No.
Other than, you know, tee off.
Well, yeah, you got to have a purpose then. I do my traffic with a purpose.
Yes, you do. Your traffic and your golf you take seriously.
I'm very committed to traffic and golf.
It is possible you'd rally here a little bit. I think, remember when Johnny Walker brought in the voodoo guy to remove the jinx or the hex on the Orioles?
Yes.
I think that's what you might need. You might need some kind of spiritual intervention.
Well, let's get Mike fast.
Okay, we'll go with his black socks.
He can put the kibosh on there.
Yes, he could. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Coming up on 7:51, you're listening to KCN Company. More of your calls and comments coming up top of the hour. We're going to be looking at the child sex abuse survivors speaking out against the Catholic Church. And Mackenzie Frost joins us at 8:37 this morning as we preview her in depth. And you're listening to KCN Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update once again, the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, keep in mind, there's some slowing on the BW Parkway. That was a wreck between 198 and 197 that occurred southbound, but there was even a backup there on the northbound side. So heavy traffic through that area. Beltway is really jammed up. It's Bel Air Road all the way around through Towson. The inner loop is 795 through Pikesville, through Green Spring over towards I-83. And then the outer loop is always with the normal delay, 795 down through Frederick Road. Bright sunshine, some different areas there if you're traveling south and east. And even the JFX is slowing now with that bright sunshine from Ruxton Road through the city line and down towards Cold Spring Lane and Northern Parkway. 25 to 30-minute delays continuing south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, upper 50s, the high. Right now it is sunny and 46 in the city, 45 in Forest Hill. Get your calls in just a second, but I just want to share this poll with you because this is the reality that we're facing right now. See, the difference between capitalism and socialism and communism is that what's bothering us right now is that the global elitists that are running the world, that are trying to run this country, the deep state, if you will, and they have engaged in crony capitalism, which have left a lot of the forgotten men and women of America, have left them with rising costs and poor choices and a lack of jobs. So that is where the president's going to have to pivot and really focus on job creation. Now, he's brought this $20 trillion of investments into the country, and they're starting to build plants now, but that needs to be accelerated. You need to make, because midterms are coming up in about less than a year. So that's an important case. The socialists and the communists, they're right now, there's a poll out, shocking majority of college students. I think it's shocking to me because they've been indoctrinated now for, 30, 40 years. They have 67% of college students have a positive or neutral view of socialism compared to 40% for capitalism. And this is an alarming trend, right? Only 17% had a somewhat positive view of capitalism. 34% felt the same about socialism. Negative perceptions, I think, tell even a harder story. 53% of college students view capitalism unfavorably, versus just 23% for socialism. Independents, 31% favor socialism, 17% capitalism. So again, real-world economic pressures, including soaring costs, rent, health care, again, the billionaires. I'm okay if you want to be a billionaire, but the problem is we've got to fix what's happening. I mean, everybody aspires to be a millionaire or a billionaire. I mean, Bernie Sanders aspired to be a millionaire. He would criticize millionaires until he became one. Now it's the billionaire class. So that's what we're looking at here right now, and that's the we got a lot of heavy lifting. This is going to be a tough fight, because they've never been told in college the horrors and the danger of communism, which has killed 100 million people worldwide, and socialism, which has never worked anywhere. It's been tried. They've been indoctrinated by radical leftist professors that this is the way we fix America. Jeff in Phoenix, good morning.
Sean, good morning. You are hitting on 16 cylinders this week. I want to hit on a couple of things, and if I may, at the end, I've got an elixir for everybody on this Saturday.
We need bold and confident candidates. I'm not going to say everything that you've been saying since the bottom of the hour because, like I said, you're hitting it. We need to hit on the health of America, MAGA, chasing ballots, local issues. You had a caller yesterday, Sean, who was complaining about the alternative media, Bannon, Carlson, and Tom Massey, and Marjorie Taylor Greene et al. To him, I say, if you're still simply relying on the screen and the conventional media, then you're not getting the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, or the truth, because I think of Carlson and Bannon. They bring these people on, and you get to hear how anti-America they are and how bought off they are. Sean, yesterday you did a great job of interviewing the sheriff from Harford County, who was exhaustively, with the assistance of his partner, whose name escapes me, is trying to round up and get convicted pedophilia. Well, explain to me the difference between that and the absolute dichotomy of what's going on in our schools, who are obsessed at the elementary level with homosexuality, transology, etc. I read, Sean, in front of the Baltimore County School Board, an excerpt from a book that is in our high schools that if I started reading it right now, you'd cut me off. And it's complete with pictures. We must turn back to what our founding fathers gave us, our honor, our fortunes, and our and I'm forgetting the third one, I'm sorry, our sacred honor, our fortunes, and there's one other,
our lives,
mental block.
Our lives.
Exactly. And what have we done for 50 years, as you just alluded? We've indoctrinated our children into communism. The Patriot Club of America this Saturday at Regal Hunt Valley is doing the premiere showing of Birthright, the movie. It's the same price for a movie. We still have tickets. Simply go to PatriotClubUSA.com, PatriotClubUSA.com. The viewing is this Saturday at Regal Hunt Valley. You can show up and buy tickets, and it's all about our rights and what we can, and it's an excellent movie. Go see the trailer. It's fantastic.
All right, I'd urge people to do that. I got to cut you off, Jeff. Running up on a hard break. But thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Coming up next at 8 o'clock, the child sex abuse survivors speak out against the Catholic Church. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Concerned about the safety of the skies, as the government shutdown drags on, the FAA is about to make some changes. It could impact your air travel plans.
The Federal Aviation Administration will reduce air traffic by about 10% across 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. The agency is confronting staffing shortages caused by air traffic controllers who are working unpaid, with many calling out sick during the shutdown, resulting in delays across the country.
Correspondent Bill Alexander says staffing-related flight delays and cancellations had been largely isolated and temporary throughout October, but things are deteriorating. The past weekend brought some of the worst staffing issues since the start of the shutdown. Deadline fast approaching for prosecutors to produce evidence relating to their criminal case against former FBI Director James Comey.
A federal judge has given Trump administration prosecutors until the end of Thursday to produce grand jury materials and other evidence seized from an investigation into Comey. His attorneys said they were at a disadvantage because they had not been able to review materials gathered years ago. The judge scolded the Justice Department for adopting an indict-first and investigate-second approach. Comey has pleaded not guilty to charges of lying to Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Air safety investigators have recovered a valuable piece of evidence as they search for answers. This week's fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane. It crashed at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky. They've recovered the aircraft's flight data recorder. A dozen people were killed in the crash, including a child. Several other people still unaccounted for. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 21 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 38. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Even with a ceasefire now in place, the people of Israel continue to pray for healing from the deep wounds of terrorism and war, pain that touches every person in the Holy Land. But the journey to healing and restoration has only just begun, and it's far from over. Never has the bridge between Christians and Jews been tested as it is now, and ever since October 7th. But after 2 years of prayer and tangible acts of love, that bridge stands stronger than ever before. God is miraculously fulfilling His plan to unite Christians and Jews for His divine purpose. These are prophetic times, I believe that, and together with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, we can take part. United, we can do the holy work of providing food for the hungry, care for the elderly, and healing for the wounded. Your prayers and support help restore hope and strength throughout Israel. Let us answer this call together and be a light in the darkness. If you want to learn more, visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're still looking at 25 to 30-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, backed up all the way back to Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895. Everybody's moving. All the lanes are open. No incidents, just a very heavy traffic, and it's definitely stop and go. The Beltway locally is all jammed up in the usual spots. JFX has been slow. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, fighting some sunshine along the way. And even towards Cold Spring Lane, there's a problem that was lingering on the BW Parkway southbound. There was a wreck at 198, so we're still seeing some delays there southbound as well as northbound. If you're heading into Northern Virginia, there's a big delay with a vehicle fire at the big junction in Springfield at I-95 and the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCB.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear and pretty chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 48 in Edgemere and 45 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Larry Hogan is weighing in on current Governor Wes Moore's redistricting advisory panel. Hogan says he created the state's first truly independent citizens redistricting commission that earned top grades from the Princeton Gerrymandering Project and 538. He says his goal was not to elect more Republicans. It was to ensure that Marylanders could choose their representatives instead of politicians choosing their voters. He says Moore's partisan redistricting advisory panel puts that progress at risk. Hogan also says, to his credit, Democratic Senate President Bill Ferguson has called mid-cycle redistricting dangerous and warned it could cause catastrophic instability, adding that redistricting should never be used as a political weapon. And federal officials are announcing a cutback in the number of flights in U.S. airspace starting Friday morning, and some area airports may be affected. According to ABC News, BWI Marshall, Dulles, and Reagan National are reportedly on the list of 40 airports where the FAA will be cutting 10% of flight traffic. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 780. The pick four, 3475. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Ravens defense going to have their hands full with Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy this week. After missing 23 of his first 25 NFL games, McCarthy returned with vengeance last week, accounting for three touchdowns in a road upset of the Lions. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh very familiar with J.J. McCarthy.
He's a never-say-die guy. You know, he never says die within a play. He never says die within a series. Never says die within a game. Never says die within a season. Or within his career, if you look at it, you know, at Michigan. So I think you see that on tape. He's just a fighter. You know?
And he's got weapons. Justin Jefferson on the outside, perhaps the game's best receiver, and a healthy Aaron Jones now in the backfield. The Orioles turning their attention with manager Craig Albernaz in place, signing free agent outfielder Leota Taveras to a one-year, $2 million deal. The 27-year-old played 58 games last year with Seattle and Texas, 151 for the Rangers in 2024. Some power, but good on the base paths, and that could be an issue, or I should say a key, 32 steals over the last two seasons. Meanwhile, three now former Orioles have elected for free agency, Zach Eflin, Tomas Sugano, and Gary Sanchez, all free to negotiate with anyone in MLB. Wiz had an 11-point lead early last night in Boston, but couldn't hold it. Routed by the Celtics 136-107, Wiz head coach Brian Keefe says it's on him.
That's on me to get us played to a better standard. I thought we had some really good moments, obviously, to start the game, but we got to find our consistency at a higher level. For three quarters, they got us for sure.
Wizards now fall to 1-7 on the year. And finally, like father, like son, Charlie Woods now shares an honor with his dad, 15-time major champion Tiger Woods, as he was named yesterday as a first-team All-American by the American Junior Golf Association, one of among 12 boys named to the team. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens have a culinary king, and it's not Derrick Henry. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at a couple of ICE stories. One, Baltimore County elected officials are quite upset over ICE and the cooperation now that is going to be happening with them. And in Wicomico County, they've scrapped the participation in an ICE program. And we'll tell you what's behind that. Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth, a preview of what's happening, and today's focus is BGE contributions to politicians in the state of Maryland. But a top story here today is what's happening in court, in federal court in Baltimore. And what happened yesterday and ongoing is that the Archdiocese of Baltimore has declared bankruptcy, and they have this hearing right now where you have a number of about 1,000 individuals that have claimed that they have been victims of sexual abuse by priests within the Archdiocese over a number of years. And they were allowed to make victim impact statements yesterday in court, and the Archdiocese has offered a settlement of $33 million, adding insurance companies will likely contribute hundreds of millions on top of that, and that any money that is awarded would be spread among the nearly 1,000 victims, of course, after the lawyers get paid. That's an important component there. Yesterday, one of the survivors, Frank Schindler, calling out the church for its fighting the survivors and recognizing them and their needs.
What you're going to hear today are testimony from survivors who were abused, who were raped, who were emotionally and physically damaged, and who've lost parts of their lives. And the Catholic Church does not want you to hear that.
Yeah, we're talking about ongoing struggles, the addiction and suicidal ideologies and lack of self-esteem, all part of it. Schindler went on to say, the reason why they're there, it's not about the money.
They want people to think it's all about money. But here today, we're going to hear that it's not all about money.
And one of the individuals that's part of a commission that is representing the survivors, his name is Paul Jan Zdenek. He says, really, it's, you know, you get the abuse, so that's traumatizing, and now you got to go through it and live through it all over again because people start questioning you and they start fighting you. And when you're only asking is to hold those people responsible, accountable.
It's been difficult. You know, it feels like you're being abused all over again.
Yeah, and so the settlement that we just mentioned, $33 million, by the time you pay the lawyers and the time you pay the victims, attorney Rob Jenner says it's not going to amount to very much.
Which gives, you know, the survivors, I don't know, $1.85. I mean, it's just a joke of what their offer was. These people have been hurt, and by giving a nominal amount, it's saying this was not such a big deal or get over it.
Yeah, and that's what happens in all of these class action suits, okay? You get somebody to admit that there's been a wrong. The lawyers get paid up top, you know, because they're providing legal services. The actual victims, the people, I've received these, and I don't know if you got them in the mail, Maggie, but I've been get postcards from class action that says that I've won $3.90 or something. It's just incredible. That's what's going on here. We'll hear from the Archbishop coming up in just a second what his thoughts are. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so we're back down at both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing has changed there. We're still backed up on 95, beginning at Moravia Road, and all four lanes are open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that traffic southbound is slowing. The right tube slowing again, but just a normal delay. 95, Russell Street, 395, that interchange at Camden Yards, all as well. So once you get out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you'll pick up a little bit of speed. 895 is still backed up to Moravia Road. Baltimore County had a new wreck Pering Parkway at Putty Hill. City Police had a new wreck Eastern Avenue at Dundalk Avenue. And we're still slow. I looked at the BW Parkway again. Still backed up both north and southbound between 197 and 198. The accident was about 30 minutes ago southbound at 198. And then again, a reminder on the Capitol Beltway in Springfield, there was a vehicle fire that was taking away at least three of the lanes on the Capitol Beltway right there at the interchange at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be mostly sunny, breezy today. Temperatures in the upper 50s. And right now, we're at 49 in Annapolis and 48 in the city. And from the, speaking of the city, they gave birth to the Star Spangled Banner. Fort McHenry, Baltimore comes our America 250th birthday celebration update. On this day, November 6th in history, several of our greatest presidents were elected to office. In 1860, Republican Abraham Lincoln was elected the 16th president of the United States. And, of course, he would serve during a very contentious time, a time that nearly ripped this country apart during the Civil War. It was a year later, in 1861, his counterpart, Jefferson Davis, was elected president of the Confederate States of America, and that set the stage for the coming Civil War, obviously. In 1869, the first formal college football game was held. Rutgers beat Princeton 6-4. Got to look up that box score. See if, was it two field goals and two safeties, or a touchdown and a missed extra point and two safeties? Not sure what may have happened there. Elsewhere, in 1965, a formal agreement between the U.S. and Cuba allowed Cubans who wanted to leave the island nation for America to do so. A quarter of a million Cubans took advantage of this opportunity by 1971. And then 13 years later, 1984, President Ronald Wilson Reagan was elected to a second term, winning 49 states. It was a landslide. The only state he didn't win was Minnesota, and that was the home state of his competitor, Walter Mondale, during that time. Great time for American presidents, including Lincoln and Reagan, elected on this day in history. And that's a look at your America's 250th birthday celebration update. Let's go to Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, sir. I want to piggyback or make some comments about what you said earlier about the Republican Party being useless. I couldn't agree anymore. I kind of feel like our country is an orphan. Furthermore, this business about Ukraine and Ukraine and Russia, I sincerely believe, sir, this is a European problem. This is something for both North and North, East, West, South Europe to take care of. This clearly affects their continent, not us.
Yeah, well, the Bloodlands, as they are known, they have been waging war and killing and murdering each other for hundreds of years, and this fight goes back a long time. So it's not going to go away simply and easy. I know President Trump feels he wants the killing to stop. The problem is he'll do everything he can to ratchet up pressure on Putin. The only question is I don't think we're going to see any of the Tomahawks go to Ukraine. It takes too long, I think, for them to train on that. But he wants to end the war, not to extend it.
Right.
But I do think it's time to pivot and focus on America.
Right. Also, regarding the Republican Party, and I got to get this out. I was so frustrated when I saw what happened in New York, and I'm thinking to myself, why didn't the New York Republican Party put up a better candidate? They have the opposite party has got this very nice looking young man. They're very articulate. Why did they get Curtis Sliwa, this guy who's running on a reputation that's like 40 years old, being a guardian angel? People in New York can't relate to that. They should have put up an equally handsome, good-looking man, young man, say 30-something, articulate, or a pretty young lady.
And the problem with that, Rob, is that the Republican Party in New York and here in Maryland and elsewhere, they don't encourage that. They keep MAGA at arm's length. They don't want America First candidates. They want establishment candidates or some of these fringe candidates. They can say, okay, we filled the slot. There's a Republican opponent next. And we see it repeatedly in this state. We do not have an opposition party. Yes, there are people who call themselves Republicans, and yes, many of them have good intentions. But at the end of the day, the party as an entity is just they're far adrift. And unless we wake up and smell the coffee, I tell you, never underestimate the power of a minority party that is driven, that is motivated, like the Democrat Socialist, like the Working Families Party, like the Communist Party USA, because they smell blood in the water. Rob got to run, but listen, that's a great call. Thank you so much. Mark McVeary joining us now on our hotline. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. Mark, you've told me over a series of conversations, discussions, there are three questions you hear all the time about reverse mortgages. So I wanted to go through some because I think a lot of our listeners have the same questions that you've been getting. The first one is, do I still own my home if I do a reverse mortgage?
That's what I get a lot.
And it's, yes, you do. I mean, you stay on title, you keep full ownership, and you can sell your home at any time. A reverse mortgage does not change who owns the home. I mean, like we talk about all the time, you're simply borrowing money against your house, just like any other loan. I mean, the big difference between a reverse mortgage and a regular mortgage or a home equity line of credit is that there's no payments required with a reverse mortgage. You can make payments if you want or not at all. I mean, with the cost of everything today, if I was living on a fixed income, I know I'd much rather have a loan that gives me the choice to pay if I want or not at all.
All right, so the second question is, will my kids or heirs have to pay back the reverse mortgage?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the kids. I mean, any loan on a home is going to have to be paid back, whether it's a regular mortgage, a home equity line of credit, or a reverse mortgage. The difference is with a reverse mortgage, it's federally insured, so your heirs are never personally responsible for the balance. When a time comes, they can sell the home, pay off what's owed, or keep the rest, or walk away. They'll never owe more than what the house is worth. I mean, I run into so many people that are so worried about the kids. And I get it, I have kids, but these kids are living a lot better than they are, and the homeowner could really use the money.
Yeah, so if they don't, I mean, they would have to still be making the mortgage payments, right? Or sell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they could either, they can sell it, pay all the owed to keep the rest, or if they want to refinance it and keep it, they can. But 99.9% of the time, they're living somewhere else and doing something somewhere else, so they sell it, pay off what's owed, and keep the rest.
So final question that people ask, can I use the money however I want?
Yeah, the only stipulation is this. Yes, you can. I mean, if there's an existing mortgage or liens on the property, they have to pay that off first. But once that's done, the money is yours to use however you choose. I mean, you can do home improvements, take a vacation. I mean, I've seen a lot of people lately helping out kids and grandkids, and it's a great way to do that because you can help them out without taking on another payment. But after the liens and everything are paid, you can do whatever you want.
And so how do people get in touch with you if they want more information?
They can always call me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right. Thanks, Mark. That's your reverse mortgage answer, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sean.
823 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
Still looking at 25 to 30-minute delays. Both the tunnels southbound looking at 95 right here. It's backed up almost to the city-county line now, and it's slow from there. Finally, it does get better once you get through the tunnel and you get towards 395 downtown. The pace improves, but you have to get there first. So it's slowing Moravia Road, then it's Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, Keith Avenue into the tunnel. 895 south is backed up as well. Not quite to Moravia Road, but still backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. And, of course, the Old Harbor Tunnel is only two lanes on the southbound side. There's a new wreck eastbound on Route 40 at Turf Valley Road. That's in Howard County. Maybe some road blockage there. And a couple of accidents now on Route 100. One is at Oakwood Road on the westbound side. And then again at Route 100 at the ramp at Washington Boulevard at Route 1. We still could be a little bit slow from the earlier wreck on the VW Parkway. It was southbound there, 198. We're still seeing heavy traffic there and a vehicle fire and a lot of activity on the Capitol Beltway in Springfield. That's the major interchange there at I-95 and the Capitol Beltway on the Virginia side with delays really on both sides of the roadway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for Thursday into the weekend. Sunny, breezy today, upper 50s, clear, upper 30s tonight. Cloudy, windy, low 60s tomorrow. Rain on the way, maybe Saturday and or Sunday. Right now, sunny, 49 in Annapolis, 46 in Ellicott City. Back to the Archdiocese declaring bankruptcy. And look, what we know, the facts in these cases, there were probably thousands, maybe tens of thousands of victims who were sexually abused, molested as children by priests and others. And I'm not just picking on priests. It's happened in all walks of life, but this is the case at hand right now. Those are the facts. The facts are that many of these archdioceses knew that these priests were doing this or were made aware of it. And so what they would do instead of calling the police on them or instead of telling the Vatican they need to be defrocked, they moved them. They moved them from parish to parish where they didn't solve the problem. They just moved the problem. So if there was a priest that abused somebody in Baltimore, they got moved to Philly or they got moved to New Orleans. And that is malice aforethought. I mean, you know you have a problem. And instead of fixing the problem and doing the right thing, you kind of hide it. And the Vatican had full knowledge of it. So I understand you don't want to bankrupt the archdiocese because you still have a lot of Catholics that need to go to church, need to go to Catholic school, that want to practice their faith. But the Vatican is at work. The Vatican have riches beyond, and again, I'm not blaming any singular pope or any singular priest. There were problem priests, problem popes. But at the end of the day, these people have been wronged. And how do you make it right? Well, now even the Archdiocese is playing games. The Archdiocese in Baltimore is attempting to claim charitable immunity. That means it would not be required to pay a settlement, but could still select their own voluntary amount. The hearing is going to be held in December to determine whether a judge agrees with that or not, but one of the survivors, Frank Schindler, says he has problems with it.
People may have different definitions of what charity is. To me, raping a child is not a charitable act.
Yeah, exactly. So no, we just did the Nasty Nine yesterday with Sheriff Gaylor, Chris Hansen, taking down predators. Why isn't the same sting being done for priests or judges or rabbis or imams or whatever, guidance counselors, teachers, coaches? Archbishop Laurie expressed his condolences and promised there would be some form of compensation. However, he would not decline the settlement and whether or not it fell short of compensating the survivors.
We have already made a proposal to do that, to provide a considerable amount of money.
That was a tough interview on the street. You hear the sirens in the background right outside the courtroom there. But look, I understand Archbishop Laurie. He's trying to protect the church and keep it open and viable, at the same time trying to compensate these 1,000 individuals here in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. That's just 1,000 in this archdiocese. Now, multiply that by all the archdioceses around the country, around the world, and the Vatican as well. So maybe they need to sell off some of their gold and some of their holdings and take care of the people, the flock, that again, you know, because that's what Jesus would do. And that's the problem. Now we're letting men make the decisions, and the right thing to do is to make sure these people have been made whole and let them speak out, let them hear their voices. I'm not sure if there's any amount of money that would ever restore their innocence ever.
Mm-mm.
They're damaged for life, so there should be something done and stop fighting them on it. It's 8:29. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. And Vinny, of course, has been doing this a long, long time. And he's got a database of tens of thousands of people ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And we've seen it now work on so many different occasions. I remember getting some testimonials several years ago in which there was one person that their home languished on the market for close to a year. I mean, I don't know how you let that home sit on the market for a year. But again, Vinny's stats are impressive. 12,700 buyers in waiting database. He sells homes 2.8 times faster, 3% more than the average agent, using the latest marketing technologies. And his upfront written guarantee is really simple. Vinny is so confident he can get you your price in the market, he will guarantee it upfront and in writing. If he can't, he'll pay you the difference. And so when you're ready to sell your home, and you want guaranteed results, talk to the expert that I trust. And when it comes time for me to sell mine, Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515 or vinnysteele.com. It's 8:30. Mackenzie Frost is up next. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Police are looking for a suspect after a shooting victim walked into police headquarters Wednesday night. Police say the victim entered the building with an apparent gunshot wound to the upper body, and he was taken to a hospital in stable condition. According to the preliminary investigation, the shooting happened shortly after 9 p.m. in the unit block of North Gay Street. And a trial is now underway for the second of three defendants charged in the stray bullet killing of a woman in Federal Hill. Devontae Richardson is charged with first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, and attempted first-degree murder. 19-year-old Cameron Holt was sitting in a car when she was caught in the crossfire of a shootout in October of 2024 that also injured captured another bystander. Alexis Cancel Soto has already been found guilty in the case, and he will be sentenced on December 3rd. After December 31st, Baltimore's Sheraton Inner Harbor Hotel will no longer operate as a Marriott-branded property. According to the Baltimore Business Journal, Marriott officials confirmed the move Tuesday, a day after the Sheraton filed a notice with the state that it's planning to lay off 69 workers because of plant closure. Marriott says employees are encouraged to apply for other opportunities within the company. Federal officials are announcing a cutback in the number of flights in U.S. airspace starting Friday morning, and some area airports may be affected. According to ABC News, BWI Marshall, Dulles, and Reagan National are reportedly on the list of 40 airports where the FAA will be cutting 10% of flight traffic. And Larry Hogan is weighing in on current Governor Wes Moore's redistricting advisory panel. Hogan says he created the state's first truly independent citizens redistricting commission that earned top grades from the Princeton Gerrymandering Project and 538. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. The Bible tells us to love our enemies. Let me tell you, as humans, sometimes that can be hard to do. In fact, most of the time, that can be hard to do. After all, they're enemies for a reason. But Scripture is clear that we are to love them. Scripture in Romans 16:17 also says to call them out when we identify them so as to know who they are. As Christians and as Americans, there are dangers in associating with the enemy, but it is possible that one day the person with whom you are at odds will have a change of heart. Sometimes just talking through an issue can make a difference. As Christians, we are instructed to love our enemies and to pray for them. We know morality cannot be legislated. But when God changes a person's heart, the possibilities then become endless. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck from Baltimore County, Lock Raven Boulevard at Joppa Road. There's at least some lane blockage there. And about 25 minutes ago, we had the wreck at Herring Parkway at Putty Hill. The BW Parkway looks a little better now. Had the wreck about 45 minutes ago, southbound there, 198. Both sides actually now between 197 and 198, definitely in better shape. The accident westbound Route 100 at Route 1, that was still a problem there. It's been a little bit slow coming by the scene. There was a wreck at Turf Valley on Route 40 as you're traveling eastbound at Turf Valley Road in Howard County. Leftover slowing on the Beltway still there, and we're still backed up. More than 20-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear and pretty chilly tonight as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:35 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The more we learn about and listen to New Ravens pass rusher Draymond Jones, the more there is to like. Jones, acquired Monday from the Titans for a conditional fifth rounder, met the media yesterday and was asked how he would describe himself as a football player.
Somebody who physical as hell. We're going to attack every play like it's the last. And we're going to go out there and just try to kill or be killed.
Now Google him, Draymond Jones, sack highlights, inside, outside, power moves, swim moves, plays with an edge, and as you can hear, stout against the run as well. Ravens fans may be wondering, where do the players go to eat after a night game? Well, when they're in Miami, they go to a restaurant that is owned by Lamar Jackson. Yes, Lamar has a restaurant called Play Action Soul Food and More in Pompano Beach. It opened in 2022. The name, as it suggests, serves soul food. Lamar was asked what the players' reviews were like after the meal.
It was great. I got great feedback, and everybody was wanting to know what was in a mystery drink, but it's a mystery, so I can't tell it, you know?
And a light moment as well at new manager Craig Albernaz's press conference on Tuesday. His wife and young children were in attendance. And here's a snippet, the toddler daughter Gigi being invited to the podium by Orioles owner David Rubenstein.
You just hold.
Okay, here we go. Here's the real star.
Hi, Gigi. You want to sit with Daddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You say hi?
Hi.
Okay. But yeah, it makes life so much more enjoyable than having them around the field.
Good. Just get that baseball team back on track. And on the ice last night, Alex Ovechkin proving once again that one is indeed the loneliest number.
Lost it there to Ovechkin. Quick relay comes to the point. Chikrin fires. Just missed. Ovechkin turns. He scores! The Great Eight is the one and only at 900.
Joe B had the call on Monumental, another milestone for Alex Ovechkin, and it was the key to a 6-1 rout of the Blues. And man, did the Caps need that, breaking a 4-game slide. Happy heavenly birthday today to James Naismith, who contributed not once but twice to the sports fabric of America, despite being born in Ontario. Naismith was the inventor of the game of basketball and also the leather football helmet. And speaking of that, on this day in Baltimore football history, take you back 30 years, November 6, 1995. Art Modell making it official that the Cleveland Browns were moving to Baltimore. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37:23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time once again to go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost, a preview of what she has coming up on tonight's in-depth on Fox 45 at 5 o'clock. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. And so tonight, I understand you have an interview with City Councilman Mark Conway. And he is calling for elected officials to stop taking political donations, contributions from BGE. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting show we have lined up for everyone tonight. I'm actually working on the piece right now. And the councilman says that he doesn't believe that Democrats specifically, but he says that if Republicans want to join in, feel free. But he doesn't believe Democrats should be taking money from BGE right now. He argues that with the concern that we continue to hear from ratepayers around the state that there's a lot of questions about the rates increasing and the multi-year rate plans and the investments that are being made, and he just doesn't believe that taking money from this company is a good idea right now, given all of the concerns and issues people have, especially with their high bills.
Now, it's very interesting precedent he might be creating here because, yeah, there is an energy crisis, and, yeah, people have high bills. But are they advocating the same, that you shouldn't take donations from the teachers' union while we're in an education crisis, or they shouldn't take money from developers or landlords during a affordable housing crisis? I mean, is that across the board, or is this just singly focused on BGE?
He's singly focused on BGE, but it does raise the question, right, about political influence and donations and kind of how all of this intersects, right? I mean, we know that candidates get money from corporations. That's not new. We did some digging, and, you know, lawmakers across the state on both sides of the aisle have gotten several donations over the years from BGE and the various PACs affiliated with the parent company Exelon. And there's a lot of money involved here. And I asked the councilman, who is also running for Congress now, you know, is he concerned that this could put him at a disadvantage given the money that we see come in from these companies? I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars spread across the board here. So this isn't a small company who is just giving a few hundred dollars here and there.
And you can't swing a stick in Annapolis without hitting a lobbyist. how are they reacting? Are they pushing back at all as of yet?
You know, we haven't, I'm not sure. This will be the first time I'm talking about it. And this is, you know, we did this interview and this will be the first time that it's airing. So I'm sure people will be, I'm sure feathers will be ruffled and people will be uncomfortable because not only, like I said, not only is this something that Mark Conway is doing, but he's calling on all Democrats to do the same. And I'm sure his colleagues and other Democrats across the state likely won't like that.
Yeah, well, mother's money is the mother's milk of politics, as we all know, and it is. They're going to need that money. He's going to need that money to challenge Kwesi Mfume in a primary, and so he might be putting himself at a disadvantage.
Yeah, I asked him that specifically, and he said, you know, if it puts him at a disadvantage, that's something that he's willing to work on because he argues that he believes this is the right message to stand on. And, you know, talking about affordability, and we know that this is a major concern for so many people, and I guess it could resonate with voters. And he will just have to find another way to fundraise, I suppose.
Yeah, that's just, it's amazing that anybody in this day and age would shoot themselves in the foot. But again, this must be, they must be feeling the heat. Is he telling you that constituents and voters and city residents specifically are upset? And it's,
oh, yeah.
What is the tenor right now? What is the temperature of the voters?
I would say, yeah, I mean, the pressure is as high as arguably it's probably ever been when it comes to this issue. I mean, you can't go hardly anywhere without somebody bringing up their energy bill, whether it's in the summer and, you know, you have the air conditioning running or it's in the winter and you have your heat on, the price of energy continues to rise. And we see that with the multi-year rate plans, but then also it's a two-pronged issue, right? We've got the BGE aspect of it, and then we have the energy supply problem with PJM. And so when both issues kind of are happening at the same time, we're seeing these rates just skyrocket. And people call in all the time for us. And I know that the councilman says that he hears from his constituents and they had a hearing and people are, you know, talking about having to make decisions between paying their electricity bill or buying groceries. And that's a situation that the councilman says shouldn't be reality for so many people across the city and beyond, given the situation.
Okay, more with Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight regarding these BGE contributions and City Councilman Mark Conway. We have more for Mackenzie in just a second. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. And with the update, once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
And both the Harbor Tunnel's still backed up. They're still 20 to 25 minutes southbound, both on 895 and 95. 895 has moved down to about Pulaski Highway. 95 is still backed up at Moravia Road coming south. And there's some heavy traffic south after Camden Yards on 95. And then moving out to the Beltway on the southwest side. Don't see anything in the roadway there, but just some heavy traffic south eventually down to the Beltway and over to the southwest corner. A lot of slowing yet on the Beltway on the Parkville side through Green Spring and Pikesville on the inner loop through the JFX. And the west side is still the same old, same old. It's moving south from 795, doesn't pick up speed till we clear the ramp at Frederick Road. Westbound Route 100 near the ramp at Route 1, that accident is still causing delays for the traffic, primarily there on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, temps in the upper 50s, and right now 48 in Ellicott City, and it is 49 in downtown Baltimore under sunny skies. Mackenzie Frost is on our Newsmaker Hotline. She goes in-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45. So City Councilman Mark Conway wants, of course, Democrats specifically, maybe others, to stop taking political contributions from BGE. Is he also advocating that there be no political contributions from alternative energy sources and companies like solar and wind and et cetera? Because I can think of one Maryland senator who is prominently involved in a solar company.
Yes, that is very true. We know the Senate president has some ties to some solar companies, right? And but no, the councilman specifically is just talking about BGE. His argument is that we need to look at the energy problem overall, and he actually is arguing for you know, Baltimore and Maryland regionally to have its own power supply instead of having to rely on PJM specifically, which I know has been a topic for some other people in the state as well, looking at what Maryland can do for generation, and that's a topic that's underway in Annapolis this last session, and I'm sure will come up again this year. And that does bring up the alternative, right? When you're talking about influence and power and money when it comes to these campaign donations, if candidates stop taking BGE money and you look at generating more energy from other sources, then that would potentially give rise for more influence from these alternatives. So I'm sure that would have to be a conversation that the councilman would have to have, and perhaps thinking about standing on that principle as well if he's willing to take this move at this point.
And yeah, you also did an excellent piece package this week on the governor calling for his governor's redistricting advisory commission or what have you. And
thank you.
Yeah, it really covered all the bases. What is your sense that is this going to be a big battle between Ferguson, Speaker Jones, and the governor, or is there some way out for him to save face here after he sent that letter to his colleagues?
I mean, look, we're seeing the pressure build for the Senate president to take action, but I have talked to a lot of people, and it does not sound like he's willing to budge. He believes that this is the principled approach for Democrats to take. Obviously, he appears to be on an island, but he argues that this is where the majority of the Senate Democrats are. He said that he wouldn't have taken this approach had his caucus not been on the same page. So he obviously is the most public and, you know, the most vocal one since he did write that letter, but it doesn't seem like the governor is backing down. I mean, we saw the Senate president say what he said last week, and then the governor this week came out with his redistricting commission plan, which again is just in complete opposition to what the Senate president wants to do. Now, the argument from the governor's team is they believe that this should be up to the people, but I think everybody knows at the end of the day this could potentially end up in court. And we saw the same thing play out in 2022 when the map from lawmakers got struck down, and you know, we ended up with the map that we have right now. I could foresee the fight from the governor going as far as it can, even if it does get struck down in court. And then on the national stage, the governor can say, I fought, we lost in court, but at least I did the fight. And
right.
I think that's kind of where the situation is.
Yeah, because that's a presidential ambition type thing. I fought, but, you know, mm-hmm. I got lost in court. Does he actually think, do you know, if he thinks a 7-1 map is a quote-unquote fair map?
Well, he's, you know, it was funny because during that news conference, he was asked twice what is unfair about the current maps. And the only specifics that he would really provide, which weren't incredibly specific at all, really, was that he says that the current districts cut neighborhoods and communities in half or, you know, in different shapes, which I think that show me a congressional map anywhere in the country that doesn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the par for the course now for decades. And finally, the other question is, in his very early announcement and statements are saying this is a bipartisan commission,
yes.
But there are some who are severely questioning the bipartisan nature of this commission.
Yeah, right. I mean, we saw the statement from that I got from Congressman Andy Harris kind of put it into perspective, I think, pretty well. The mayor of Cumberland is a nonpartisan race, so he was elected not as a Republican. The governor says he is a Republican, but the mayor also donated twice to the governor's campaign over recent years. And if that's the Republican that's quote-unquote making this bipartisan, a lot of Republicans in the state argue that that is not bipartisan, and everyone on this commission outside of Bill Ferguson or his designee, which he has yet to name, is in agreement with where the governor stands.
Yeah. No, maybe he meant by as in B-U-Y partisan. Who knows? All right. In depth tonight at 5, Fox 45. Don't miss it. Mackenzie always does a great job. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care. 8:50, time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
A Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all, I mean all, and every of your appliance needs. Teenager in Boca Raton, Florida is being hailed a hero after helping multiple people who got caught in a flash flood last month. 18-year-old Tom Rosano went from car to car making sure that everybody was okay. A few people he helped pitch in to help him save an elderly man who couldn't get his seatbelt off. Here's Tom telling his story. Oh, exactly. I'm sorry. That's my bad. So anyway, Tom tells an incredible story about how this happened. And remember, this is a flash flood. It doesn't really happen in Florida all that much, so I don't think people are, you know, very well trained in it, but he knew what to do.
The whole roundabout, the whole entire garage, everything, even the bathrooms in the movie theaters were flooded. I went from car to car, probably six or seven people just going car to car, making sure everyone was okay. He was actually stuck in the car, and we had to help him out, and I think he was a little lost at the whole situation, so we helped him, and he was trying to push the car after we got him out, and we were like, no, sir, we just have to get you to safety, make sure you're okay. So we brought him to a restaurant nearby and just made sure he was okay. They were just very thankful, and they kept telling me how lucky they were to have me there.
Yep, great story. Town Appliance, of course, sponsoring our Feel Good News segment of the day.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit Town Appliance. But trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Fox 45 News, the watchdog of local government.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
We challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
So what is the plan for more long-term solutions heading into this next session?
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News, investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
The Rob Carson Show.
So damn tired of Michelle Obama. We didn't get the grace other first families received. Name one time in her tenure as the first lady that she was ever held to account on anything. They left the kids alone. They were the cause celeb. Queen Michelle complaining about, oh, we weren't given the grace. You were given 1,000 times the grace that Melania Trump was given.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Traffic and weather on the threes at 8:53. Final report. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
By the way, I just had a text message from somebody at DeSantis' office wanting to know if I'd stand at the Georgia line and meet the people coming down from New York.
They must have heard us refer to you as Chunk then.
Yeah, well, you know, I said I'll be there with a tin can. There's got to be a stipend paid if you're going to cross the border.
There you go. Did you see Greg Abbott said he wants to charge him 100% tariff if they come
exactly
to Texas?
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to have everything blocked off, but I-95 makes it nice and easy right there, you know. Speaking of 95, coming in through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, that's still backed up back to Moravia Road, so you're still dealing with 20-minute delays, if not longer. 895 has moved down just a bit, and it's trying to get better, but it's still Pulaski Highway going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So all of that is still there, and the Beltway still has a lot of delays left over. Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX is much better now through there. You might be a little bit slow yet on Route 100 westbound. The wreck earlier was at Route 1, and there was still some backing through there. The BW Parkway did recover from the earlier accident near 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority weekend forecast. Sunny, breezy, and temperatures in the upper 50s today. Clear upper 30s tonight. Friday, windy in the low 60s, and then rain possible this weekend. Sunny and 50 in Glen Burnie, 49 in Middle River. Kim Klasig Live is coming up next. I know she's got a great show planned for you. Morning, Kim.
Thank you. Good morning. So, former Governor Larry Hogan enters the chat. This is interesting. Do you believe that Governor Larry Hogan is getting in this race for governor?
He, you know, all signs would indicate he's interested in doing it, but yeah. Again, I have a question whether he can win the primary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, against who? I didn't know that you were questioning this.
Ed Hale.
You think Ed Hale? Okay, yeah. That's interesting. Actually, I'm going to talk about Ed Hale today in regards to the Francis Scott Key Bridge because of the latest update.
Yeah, Ed's with us in studio next Wednesday for an hour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
okay,
we'll have him. But I do think that based on what he did to Dan Cox, based on his lockdowns, and I think there are people that like Larry Hogan. They're going to vote for him, but I don't. I think a lot of people, I think, that don't like him.
Right, right. Well, I thought it was interesting he used specific language, such as gerrymandering is a cancer on our democracy. That's what Democrats love to say. And I think it's like, you know, good talking points if you want to, you know, get some Democrats to agree with you on something like that.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll talk about that. Also, Senator Steve Hershey, he's going to join us to talk about redistricting as well. So I will ask him some questions about that. I know he still has the exploratory committee open and want to know how that's going and whether or not he's going to make a decision here soon. Also, New York City, the fire commissioner has resigned. I wonder if we'll see other resignations from top agencies.
That fire chief happens to be Jewish, so you know it really strikes him at home with
the
Mamdani election. Yeah,
I'm sure. But
and parents are pulling their kids out of schools.
Yeah.
Out of city schools, they're going to private or, you know, again. I think what happens is there's so many people left New York and New Jersey and went to other states. There are very few Republicans left.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're going to talk about that and wondering, again, if other the agency heads are going to follow suit. Because, you know, even if they're not Jewish, I would think that you would be concerned in the way that Zohar Mamdani could lead the city. So,
yeah. Well, he says he's keeping the police chief, Tish.
Okay.
So she's going to stay on, but again, who knows? We're hearing.
Right.
He said in his speech the other night that it's, you know, he's going to work with NYPD, but now he's talking about more of a community health, mental health component.
Which
it's not.
So
it's
crazy.
Not going to go well.
See, I don't know if the police chief stays because, I mean, look, and I'm not saying that she doesn't want to be there, but when you're thinking about the free buses and everybody's talking about this, I mean, you're going to have people on those buses.
You're going to have homeless. You're going to have drug addicts.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be making them they're operating out of the free buses so they don't have to pay anymore. That's somewhat of a deterrent for the vagrants and stuff.
Yeah. And he doesn't believe in locking people up. So, I mean, this is going to get out of hand.
Yeah.
It really is. So we're going to talk about all of that. And then also, like I mentioned, another update with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And we're going to go back a little bit, a little flashback, I guess throwback Thursday is what we'll call it, on some of Governor Westmore's comments and how he said that they were moving at a historic pace.
Did you see the mock-ups of the new bridge?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, looks good.
It looks pretty.
Yeah,
but
it's
going to
cost a lot.
Yeah, it is going to cost a lot of money. So all that more cut up next.
All right, Kim Klasig Live coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Make sure you stay tuned for Kim. The Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, yesterday. And by the way, he's also hitting up NASA. So that's kind of a two-for-one. He had a dire warning about on day 37 of this shutdown, they're going to see now that the air traffic controllers have got to start putting food on the table, pilots have to put food on the table, and they may have to start reducing the number of flights in airports right around Thanksgiving time.
Our sole role is to make sure that we keep this airspace as safe as possible. The administrator is going to talk about all of the tools we're going to deploy. One of them, though, is going to be that there is going to be a 10% reduction in capacity at 40 of our locations. The administrator is going to tell you that this is data-based. This is not based on what airline travels, has more flights out of what location. This is about where is the pressure and how do we alleviate the pressure.
15 times, Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks Brooks have voted against reopening the government, helping to cause this chaos and this denial of SNAP benefits, etc. And now we're looking at 5 to maybe 7 hour flight delays in airports as we head into Thanksgiving 3 weeks from today. And it's all because of the Democrats. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned. For Kim, we're back tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.